bounce off of a high screen, takes it to the hoop, plays it up off the glass and through, and she'll launch from three-point range and buries it.
It's time for Morehead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Morehead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Load, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Morehead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Morehead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Morehead, and Whitaker Bank Morehead. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on the Eagle Sports Network.
And Morehead State has pulled off the upset. The Morehead State women's basketball team is looking for its second straight regular season sweep of an Ohio Valley Conference rival as it hosts Eastern Illinois this afternoon. Hi, Eagle fans. This is Tom Lewis, courtside with my partner and pal, Wes Holland, at Johnson Arena. MSU's women are also looking for their third straight win after surviving Thursday night with a 69-66 victory over SIU Edwardsville, lifting the Eagles into a third-place tie in the OVC pecking order. Today, MSU would love to beat EIU for the second time this season after edging the Panthers on their home floor last month. A win today would bump the Eagles into a tie for second in the league. EIU is deadlocked in fifth place in the league. The Panthers have lost three straight to three of the four teams above them on the conference ladder. The fourth team currently looking down at EIU, the Morehead State Eagles. Stick around. We'll talk with Eagle coach Kayla Petrie after this break on the Eagle Sports Network.
Can't make it to the store? Play the Kentucky Lottery online, any time of the day or night, anywhere you are in Kentucky. Just download the Kentucky Lottery app or play at kylottery.com. You decide where and when you want to play. Play the Kentucky Lottery online, anywhere, anytime. More games, more chances to win. Hey, anytime is playtime. The Kentucky Lottery, fueling more than $4.4 billion in scholarships and grants. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals, so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Great seats at a great price. Get them safer, simpler, and smarter with Ticket Smarter. A proud partner to the biggest names in live sports and events, including ESPN events and iHeartRadio. Ticket Smarter has seats for over 125,000 live events and 48 million tickets for sale. All backed with the Ticket Smarter 100% ticket guarantee. Thinking about your next great live event? Think smarter. Think Ticket Smarter. Get your tickets your way guaranteed at TicketSmarter.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Welcome back to Johnson Arena. Morehead State hosting Eastern Illinois in a women's men's basketball doubleheader at Johnson Arena today, and joined now by Eagle head coach Kayla Petrie. Kayla, before we talk about this game in particular, we've talked a lot about the big picture, and this is a big game today in the big picture. You're a half game out of second place. You win today, you move into a tie for second with Little Rock coming down the stretch.
What a great place to be, right?
Yep.
I mean, just thinking about how far our program's come and how close we are to being where we want to be. Definitely not there yet, but we've been saying it. We're trending the right direction, and I feel like every game we do things that I wasn't sure if we could do. And then, you know, just like with all growth, you have little moments where you're like, what just happened? I thought we moved past that. But baby steps, and I'm just happy with where our team is at, not only in the standings, but just where we are in our day-to-day grind and our commitment and our buy-in and all that stuff. But excited about today. I think probably Eastern, I warned the girls that they're coming for us. They're going to come in with the same energy and the same mindset that we came in when we went to Tennessee Tech, like one that we just didn't feel like we played our best. Yeah. And even though the game didn't have that big of point differential as us and Tech the first time, they still did not think they should have lost. Yeah. Like they were putting their hands on their head, like, what just happened? And, you know, I mean, we were excited, too. I mean, it's been a long time since Morehead's beaten Eastern, or at least it was my first time. Yeah. And so big win for us on the road, but definitely have to take care of things here and be ready to play.
What are some of the big keys against them? They've got great outside shooting, a couple of spots, and obviously probably the best low post player in the league in Mason LeBlanc.
She may not be the best post player in the league. She's one of the best post players in college basketball. Yeah. I mean, she's very skilled. She's got finesse. She's got power. She can shoot the three. She can pass. She can rebound. What's she averaging, 20 and 13? I say that like
roughly,
I don't know. Yeah. That's exactly what she's averaging with some decimal points. But very special player. And, you know, at their place, we held her to 10. I think she had 10 points and 13 rebounds, 14. Something like that. It was a lot.
A few of those came late.
But we were happy. You know, I think she had 4 or 6 free throws even. So we did a good job taking that away, I shouldn't say taking it away, putting it in this stratosphere in terms of production. we felt like we did a good job limiting her. But what we did is we let number 24, she just absolutely went off, and she was 5 for 5 from 3.
Yep.
And we knew she was a shooter, but when you help from somebody, or when you help double-team somebody, you have to leave somebody open. And it wasn't intentional that we said, oh, that's the one we're going to leave open.
Yeah.
But when you shoot it that well, obviously the ball finds you. And so we spent a lot of time. We didn't have a lot of prep time, but yesterday was still trying to do our double team, but still have the awareness, maybe a little more like we guarded Owens at Tech. So have to take away the inside game, but can't complete. You have to be aware. If you are the one that helps off her, we got to make sure and have our X outs on the weak side where we go get matched up with her very quickly, where she's not left open on that opposite swing.
All right. Good luck with round 12 today.
Round 12. Here we go.
All right. We'll talk to you after the game.
Yes, sir.
Coach Kayla Petrie back after this with more on the Eagle Sports Network.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Morehead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a Frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Morehead.
Driving with a cracked windshield is dangerous. Don't risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll talk with a real person. Get same day or next day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Morehead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com, spelled RITEWAY, autoglass.com. Have your glass installed the right way.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. This is Lisa Kidd, Morehead Area Operations Officer. I'm proud to call Morehead home and love meeting my fellow Kentuckians. Community is at the heart of what we do, and I look forward to helping you along your financial journey. So stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Gateway Cycles at Mount Sterling has CF Moto side-by-sides built to fit any job, shed, or budget. The new U-Force lineup of hard-working machines feature the perfect model for your needs. Like the U-Force 600 series, perfect for any farm, cabin, or ranch. With a 580cc engine and powerful winch, you can't go wrong with this workhorse. How about the U-Force 1000 featuring a three-person bench? Take your family and friends on this one. No matter what U-Force machine you choose, you've got a work partner that can handle their own. Stop by Gateway Cycles in Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
Morehead State's Johnson Arena, where the Eagles are getting set to host the Panthers of Eastern Illinois in a women's men's basketball twin bill, OVC style. And let's take a look at the starting lineups for today's game. Let's start with Eastern Illinois. The Panthers come in 9-15 on the year, 6-5 in OVC competition. They fell 70-60 to OVC leading Southern Indiana Thursday night in their last outing. They start three guards and two forwards. Maya Monahan is the point guard, a 5'8 junior from Silver Lake, Minnesota, averaging 11.2 points, four rebounds, and just under five assists a game. Ellie Bazell, the two guard, a 5'8 sophomore from Rogers, Minnesota, transfer from Grand Canyon University, averaging 10.5 points, 3.4 rebounds, and shooting 40% from three-point range. She was 5 of 5 from deep against the Eagles the first time these two teams met last month. And the three-guard, Charita Tiny Lewis, 5'6 sophomore from St. Cloud, Minnesota, 9 points, 2.7 rebounds a game. The forwards are Terrace Thornton and Macy McGlone. Thornton, a 6-foot junior from Chicago, Illinois, comes in averaging 8 markers and 4.5 boards a game. And McGlone, a potential OVC Player of the Year, 6'3 junior from Greenville, Wisconsin, 17.8 points and a dozen rebounds a game. Matt Bolant is in his seventh season as EIU head coach. He's 90-109 in his tenure there. Morehead State is 12-10 on the season with a 7-4 OVC ledger, good for a tie for third place. The Eagles held off SIU Edwardsville 69-66 in their last outing on Thursday. Starting lineup looks like this. Katie Novick will be the point guard, the 5'9 freshman from Grodno, Belarus. 10.7 points, 4.7 caroms, 3.8 assists, and 1.8 steals a game. Veronica Charles, the other guard, a 5'4 senior from Otukpo, Nigeria. 13 points, 3.5 boards, 4.2 assists, and 2.5 steals an outing. Haley Rhodes will play one of the forward spots, a 5'11 sophomore from Keller, Texas, at 10 points and 5.2 rebounds a game. Blessing King, one of the other forwards, a 5'10 sophomore from Columbus, Ohio, 5.5 markers and just shy of 10 boards a game. And Michaela Hall will start again at one of the forward spots, a 6'1 junior from Lawton, Oklahoma, 2 points, 3 rebounds an outing. Kayla Petrie's in her third season at the Eagle Helm, 24-57 during that time. EIU leads the all-time series with MSU 25-21, but the Eagles beat the Panthers 69-67 on January 11th back in Charleston, Illinois. Officials today, Bobby Ray, L. Brooks Shoulders, and Jamie Cavalier. We'll take one more break, come back and take a look at our keys to the game and get set for tip-off here on the Eagles Sports Network.
Your annual homecoming tailgate party was a rousing success. You caught up with your weird cousin Phil. You and your buddy Dave were crowned cornhole champions. Your famous potato salad drew rave reviews. The home team even won. But the best part was what didn't happen. You didn't drive home buzzed. You got a ride home from your cousin Phil, who may be weird, but also definitely sober. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers a variety of loans to cover your needs. Wanting to purchase a house or car, start a remodel or new construction? What about buying an ATV or a boat just for fun? We offer a variety of loans. Call or stop by today at one of our five banking centers for more information. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Johnson Arena is the place, the combatants, Morehead State and Eastern Illinois. I'm Tom Lewis, and before we bring in my partner, Wes Holland, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification here on the Eagle Sports Network.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM.
WIVY Moorhead, the flagship station of Moorhead State University Athletics.
Tom and Wes with you. Wes, let's talk about the keys to this ball game, partner. For Moorhead State, Coach Kayla Petrie touched on it pretty heavily in her pregame interview, but help the helper.
Great to be back here with you first, Tom.
You too.
It is so loud, though. You may want to scream at me through this headset. I can't hear you. This place is rocking today. But, yes, helping the helper. So, Eastern Illinois is going to have to play inside out. McGlone, and I won't say have to, they get to play inside out because McGlone is such a McGlone, special player. But what that means is you've got to double from the outside down in on McGlone. When you do that, you know that Eastern Illinois is going to be setting it up to where that helper comes off of Vizel out there because they want that shot desperately. McGlone's a great passer. She can get that shot. She can get that pass to her. So whenever the helper comes off, you've got to rotate around if you're the defense. Lots of discipline required for that MSU defense today, but Coach Petrie's pretty good at that for the most part.
Well, and really the flip-flop for EIU, it's kind of the same thing, but they have to be successful playing inside out.
Oh, they absolutely do, Tom. So amazing stat to me when I was looking through this game. If they score 66-plus points, they are 9-4 on the year. So they are a fantastic team if they're scoring 66-plus. If they do not, they are 0-11.
Wow.
So that 66 mark is key today. If they are under 66, the Eagles are probably coming out of this thing with a win today.
All right, we'll be watching that. Again, the officials today, Bobby Ray, Brooke Shoulders, and Jamie Cavalier. Moorhead State cheerleaders getting ready to clear the floor, and teams will be heading out for our opening tip momentarily. Moorhead State wearing the yellow-gold uniforms today with the blue letters and numbers, blue and white trim, and Eastern Illinois wearing black uniforms with white letters and numbers and white and medium blue trim.
Hint to the cheerleaders, if the official walks out with the basketball, time to get off the floor, right?
We're having so much fun, they lost track of time.
And look at us. We've never gone through our keys to the game that quickly.
Yeah.
We were ready to go.
We were.
And they're still out there
celebrating.
We are
on it today. Hope I can stay on it today.
It should be an exciting game. When you look at these numbers, there could not be more evenly matched teams.
The OVC ratings up and down pretty much every category. Moorhead State and Eastern Illinois within one or two teams of each other in just about every key stat category.
And a key game because this matchup could be a three-place difference.
Oh, absolutely.
For these two teams.
Huge swing game in the conference standings. This marks the two-thirds of the waypoint in the OVC schedule for Moorhead State. Michaela Hall has it as Moorhead State wins the opening tip. Veronica Charles finds Hall on a pick and roll. Hall can't make the layup, and EIU clears the boards. Monahan in transition, tried to get it to McGlone, but deflected away, and here comes Katie Novick to Charles, left wing. Tried to penetrate, but got cut off. She'll rotate back out and then take it to the right elbow. Jumper from there, rims in and out, no good. McGlone, one of what will probably be many rebounds today.
Boy, Rhodes jumping that pass, the jumping that lane on the break. Fantastic job.
Tiny Lewis gives it to the curling Monahan. To Bazell. She'll float it to Thornton at the left elbow, underneath to Monahan, rather. She got just enough room behind Novick to get the shot away, but Novick reaching in will draw the foul, and Monahan will get two free throws.
And Novick did have a hand inside that arm there, but that was a late call. It's almost like they were waiting for that to go in or not.
Monahan, a 76.7% free throw shooter, cans the first one. So EIU takes the early 1-0 lead. Second free throw up, rolls around and falls. Quick substitution for Moorhead State as Skylar Barnes will replace Novick after she drew that personal. Barnes, a 5'9 junior out of Lancaster, Texas. She's seen a few starts this season herself.
50 seconds, that's a pretty quick hook
that
on the freshman there.
That is a quick hook. But we've seen Novick very foul prone early in games, and maybe Coach Kayla Petrie trying to avoid that today. Haley Rhodes, left elbow, kicks it into the far corner to Charles. Eagles in the offensive end to our right. Out to Rhodes, top of the key, gives it up to Barnes. She'll stop her dribble at the left elbow, gives it up to Hall. Jumper just to the right of the lane, no good. And Monahan, The rebound from the backside.
This defense for Eastern Illinois is really packed in there.
Terrace Thornton gets it out top to Tiny Lewis, guarded by Charles on the perimeter. Comes around a screen from McGlone. Passes it to Monahan. Picks it to McGlone just inside the top of the key. Lost her dribble, got it back. Tried to get it back out to Thornton. And a whistle and a foul as Thornton and Blessing King were jockeying for the loose basketball, and Thornton picks up the foul.
And there's that great example of help defense. V. Charles dropped down and swatted at that ball while McGlone put it on the floor. Made that play possible.
It's one of the many things Charles does well defensively, the reigning OVC Defensive Player of the Year. And it isn't just about steals. She really knows where to be on the floor. Barnes kicks it to Charles, right wing. Takes it into the top of the key. Stops and pops too high off the back of the rim. No good. And EIU limits Morehead State to another one and done. Monahan comes around a high screen, whistle, and a foul down low. That will go on Skylar Barnes. Haley Rhodes, excuse me, her first. Monahan will trigger the inbound baseline far side. Comes into Bazell near the far corner. Out high right to McGlone, underhands it right there to Monahan, not far from the hash. Ball jabbed away by Skylar Barnes. Monahan tracks it down, gets it to Lewis, kicks it into the near corner to Thornton. Long two-point shot just inside the arc. She cans it, and it's 4-0 EIU.
It's a shame for the Eagles.
Barnes penetrates left side, puts it off the glass and through. Morehead State, 2.5 minutes into this game, finally scores its first points, 4-2. Bazell holds the ball out top, gets it to McGlone on the left point, guarded by Hall. Back to Bazell on the left wing. She drives around Haley Rhodes, picked up by Hall, kicked out to McGlone, and she cans the 15-foot jumper just to the left of the lane.
And Michaela Hall is going to have to be careful not to help off that deep into the lane like we just saw.
6-2 Panthers. Haley Rhodes loses the basketball. Tie up on the floor. Jump ball, and it goes EIU's way. Rhodes a little bit too careless with that dribble. She'll check out Melissa Secchiaroli onto the floor for the Eagles. Secchiaroli, a 5'10 junior out of France by way of Wichita State.
And for Michaela, that's a really tough instinct as a player not to drop back to cut off that lane, but you cannot leave McGlone standing wide open.
Got to recognize who you're playing against. Barnes, nice deflection on the defensive end. Monahan's pass knocked out of bounds by Barnes here on the near sideline. Monahan will inbound from there. Gets it into Lewis out near the center circle. Right-handed dribble as Charles guards her. Gets it to Monahan, left wing, out top to McGlone. Tried to float it inside. Another Morehead State steal. King gets it to Charles, coming the other way in a hurry. Stops at the low block. Gets cut off. Hands it to Hall. She'll pass it back out to Secchiaroli. Now right wing to Barnes. Comes around a screen from Hall. Takes it down the left side of the lane. Her shot blocked by Macy McGlone and off of Barnes out of bounds. So EIU will get it. McGlone, the OVC leader in blocked shots. Second in scoring, first in rebounding, first in field goal percentage. In other words, she's a good player.
They'll say.
Monahan with the basketball. Left point. Comes around a high screen. Kicks it out to Thornton, who set that screen. She'll drive left side. Her shot blocked down low. And not sure about that call as Michaela Hall picks up the personal on the block.
That looked awfully similar to McGlone's block
on
the other side.
Yep. Now Hall will head to the bench. Jaden Rhodes checks in for Morehead State. Haley's twin sister out of Keller, Texas. Katie Novick also back onto the floor for the Eagles. Terrace Thornton at the line. First meeting, Thornton had 7 points and 4 rebounds before she fouled out. She makes the first of 2 free throws. She missed nearly 2 months of this season with an injury, but key player in the Panther rotation now. Second freebie up, and it will roll through. It's now 8-2 EIU. 5:54 to play first quarter. King, skip pass to Charles, far side. takes it into the lane, floats it up from there, and it'll roll over the front of the rim and through.
Boy, that was great touch on the pass by King over the top.
Sure was.
Leading Charles down the floor.
4-point Panther advantage as Monahan brings it into the front court, gets it to Lewis on the right wing, down to McGlone, low block extended to the right. Picks up her dribble, gives it off to Thornton in the right corner. To Monahan on the wing, 11 to shoot. Monahan working against Novick. Picks it out to Lewis, three-pointer. Left wing, no good. And a foul on the rebound. McGlone had the inside position, and they're going to get more at stake for going over her back.
Did they call that on King?
They did.
Huh. I'll leave that hanging out there. Yeah. I'll just leave it right there.
And bounce to McGlone, got it in the lane, and goes straight up and puts it through. McGlone now with 4 points, and it's a 10-4 EIU advantage. Secchiaroli out top. Charles comes out to take it from her near the Eagle logo at midcourt. It's a screen from King. Stops just inside the free throw line. Her runner from there, no. Jaden Rhodes saves it inbounds to Novick. She'll drive right angle. Finds King on the low block. Takes it up. But she's called for a travel. Shot went, but she took an extra step first, and that will bring us to a media timeout with 4:47 to play in the first quarter. It's EIU 10, MSU 4 on the Eagle Sports Network.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Now at Hardee's, two hand-breaded chicken tender wraps are only $5. Mix and match your favorite flavors like buttermilk ranch, honey mustard, and spicy. Endless combinations start with two warm tortillas, each filled with 100% white meat, juicy on the inside, crispy on the outside, hand-breaded chicken tenders. Any two wraps, now just $5. Hardee's, goodness in the making. These items only. Price and participation may vary. Tax not included. Visit restaurant for details.
Are you having trouble with your Medicare benefits cards, such as utilities, grocery, and over-the-counter? The Porter Group Medicare Resource Center is here to help you with those issues. Call us at 606-780-1387, and we will be glad to help you with your plan perks, diabetic supplies, prepaid cards, and more. That's 606-780-1387. Find us online at portergroupinsurance.com.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Moorhead is the official hair salon of Moorhead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-H-O-T-T. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Moorhead. Like them on Facebook.
Moorhead State trailing early against Eastern Illinois. 4:47 to play, opening quarter. Tom Lewis and Wes Holland courtside here at Johnson Arena. Wes, every now and then we seem to feel like we know something about this game, and we were talking during the break that Moorhead State needs to make some changes offensively and might need to get some three-point threat out there. And lo and behold, Matilda Soderlin checks in during the break.
Looky there, man. Shoot.
Soderlin, 5'6 junior from Stockholm, Sweden, three-point specialist. But it's EIU basketball, and off the mark with a 17-foot jumper is Sydney James DeRoche, Moorhead State in transition. Here's Soderlin. We're left corner three off the back of the iron. No, and the rebound caroms hard toward the near side, deflects off of an EIU player out of bounds.
Tom, we were talking about it. They've got three players within 4 feet of the goal at all times. They're obviously shutting down the middle of the floor. Got to create some space, get a pressure relief on the outside.
That was the first three-point try of the game for Moorhead State. Haley Rhodes, nice crossover dribble against McGlone, takes it into the lane, pulls up, and hits the little jumper.
or you can take it right over.
Yeah.
Whatever. Whatever works.
10-6, EIU, the lead and the ball. Emily Mydell with it. Kicks it high right to DeRoche. Floats it down low block to McGlone. Got around Blessing King and laid it up and through.
Yeah, if she gets the ball right there, you just got to let her get the points.
Half dozen points now for McGlone. She has half of her team's 12. It's 12-6 Panthers. Novick to Charles near the left hash. She'll drive into the lane. Floater in there. Goes, and she's fouled. Good touch by Veronica. The ball actually came off the back of the rim, but just softly fell through, and a chance for an and one for the senior out of Nigeria.
And we're going to see Hall check back in. Hall is doing a better job of keeping McGlone farther away from the goal when she was getting that pass.
King to the bench. Charles to the line. Free throw up. Count the and one.
Man, if you need a bucket, is there anybody you want more than V. Charles?
No.
Goodness.
No. Three-point game as the Panthers cross midcourt. It's Tiny Lewis handling the basketball. Drives left side of the lane. Gets cut off nicely by Haley Rhodes, and she'll float back outside the arc. Low block extended to McGlone. Working against Hall. Kicks it to Bazell. Cutting into the lane. Put it up with the left hand, and it'll roll and go. 14-9 Panthers. 3:10 to play in the first quarter as Charles pounds the right-handed dribble out high. Comes around Tiny Lewis. Right elbow kicks it far or near corner to Novick. In and out on the three-point try, and DeRoche clears the boards for EIU. To Lewis, who got it to McGlone in transition, and she lays it up and through. McGlone had only 10 points the entire game when these two teams played last month. She already has 8 here today. Morehead State answers on the other end. Nice inside move by Haley Rhodes. And it's 16-11 EIU. Lewis to McGlone on the low block. Tried to kick it to DeRoche in the lane, and she's fouled. That's a bump by Katie Novick. Her second personal. Paris McBride will check in for MSU, replacing Soderlund.
And you're back to a lineup now that has a very limited outside threat at this point. So hopefully Haley Rhodes can keep just going right into three people and making shots.
That's the second or third time.
Did I say that a little sarcastically?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Second or third time that Coach Matt Beaulon's squad has gotten the ball to McGlone on the low block extended, and she's looked for the cutter in the lane. And once it resulted in a basket, this time it sends DeRoche to the line where she's made the first. Second went up, also good. 18-11 EIU. Another substitution. Ellie Colson came in a moment ago, and Terrace Thornton now back on the floor for EIU as well. Paris McBride will bring the ball up the court for Morehead State. Splits the center circle. Finds Charles on the right wing. Jab step and kicks to Novick straight away. She'll back it outside and goes to Haley Rhodes on the right wing. Across to McBride. Fakes the three. Gives it off to Novick. 10 to shoot as Novick does a turnaround jump move in the lane. Shot rimmed off, but she drew the foul from Monahan. Monahan picks up her first personal. And Katie Novick to the line.
In fairness, they're calling some pretty light touch fouls both ways. Yeah. I probably wouldn't have called that one either. So as long as they're consistent.
There you go. Got to adjust. Novick's first free throw. Nice spin, rotation, and it falls. Katie, a 62% free throw shooter on the year. She struggled of late, but seems to be refining her groove at the line. She makes the second. Cuts it back to a five-point Panther lead as we approach the two-minute mark to go in the first quarter. Monahan across midcourt to DeRoche, right back to Monahan at the right hash. Gives it up to Bazell, finds the cutting DeRoche down low, and Katie Novick just picked up her third personal foul.
In the first quarter.
And that will put DeRoche at the line. Excuse me, Terrace Thornton. And Matilda Soderlund quickly up off the bench for Morehead State. And Novick with those three fouls will have to sit. We may not see her the rest of the half.
And Katie probably didn't deserve that foul, no. But like we just mentioned, if you can see they're going to call it a certain way, you've got to adjust your game to that.
Yep. Thornton splashes the first free throw home.
And if you've already got two fouls, you just got to let that one go.
Absolutely.
You can't even play the right defense because that's too dangerous.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Freshman mistake, though.
Thornton's second, too strong. Rims off, no good. Floor rebound, track down by King. She'll give it up to McBride, and she'll come quickly the other way and then slow it up as she crosses midcourt. Pulls up near the right elbow, kicks it out to Soderlund, right wing. Straight away to Charles. Fakes the pass, drives right side, and she goes to the floor, tripped up by Terrace Thornton. And Thornton draws the foul.
And we probably, looking at the clock, and we're in the first quarter, 1:41 left, probably don't see McGlone in this quarter. So this minute and 41 is really important for Morehead State.
Yeah.
Both ends of the floor, because she's such a defensive deterrent.
The other thing, Terrace Thornton, another one of their low post players, that was her second foul, and she's gone to the bench, replaced by Tiny Lewis, and she's not called Tiny for no reason. Soderlund to McBride, high right. 14 on the shot clock, about a minute and a half to play in the quarter. King underhands it back to McBride at the free throw line. Turnaround jumper from there, high off the iron. No good. DeRoche clears the boards and gives it to Lewis. She'll cross midcourt and float to the right side. Gives to Monahan, right back to Lewis. Dribbles into the corner. Step back jumper from about 19. Got it to go. 21-13, EIU. McBride, long pass to Soderlund in the corner, out to Rhodes at the right wing. Drives, jumper in the lane. On the jump stop, she got it to roll through. 21-15 as we tick under a minute to play in quarter number one. Monahan gives to Lewis, right back to Monahan, left side. Left baseline jumper, rims off, no good. Charles the rebound. Comes quickly the other way. Stop and pop from the free throw line. It's no good, but she was fouled by DeRoche. Good aggressive play by Veronica Charles to draw that contact.
And, I mean, I think I'm going to have to start the V. Charles fan club. Did you see her block out Colson?
I did not.
I mean, Colson is 6 foot tall and three times the size of V. Charles, and she just pushed her out of the lane.
Veronica, a really good free throw shooter at 80.5%, gets the first one to fall. She now has 6 points on the day. One more freebie to come. It's airborne. It's good. Right on the money. 21-17, the EIU lead. 35 seconds to play in the quarter. 26 on the shot clock as Monahan crosses midcourt right in front of us, near side. Monahan stuffed. Taking it to the rack. Blessing King with the block.
Ooh.
Now Morehead State in transition. Soderlund to Charles into the lane. Nice find as Blessing King was cutting from the right block. Got it to her and she laid it in. 21-19 EIU. 9 seconds to go in the quarter. Tiny Lewis pounds the dribble, guarded by Barnes. Comes around a high screen from Colson, but Barnes sticks right with her and comes up with the steal to end quarter number one. Morehead State got down, but then came back. Cut it to two. 6-0 run over the last 55 seconds in the first quarter, and we'll go to the break with MSU trailing only 21-19 here on the Eagle Sports Network.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Sooner I go to bed, sooner it'll be morning. Sooner I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
When it comes to building, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead is the place to start. We can help in every phase of your project from the ground up. Big Four has the lumber, trusses, and the metal or shingles you'll need too. In other words, bring those plans to us and we'll make that plan happen. From the kitchen cabinets to windows and doors, it's Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead, helping Rowan and surrounding counties to build their dreams for over 45 years. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
GoTo Solutions in Line X of Moorhead is your one-stop shop for auto accessories and Line X spray-in bedliners. They can help you stop rust and corrosion on your vehicle with ValueGuard rust-proofing and undercoating that provides a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion caused by weather and winter road treatments. GoTo Solutions in Line X of Moorhead is now offering new services performed by trained technicians, such as top-brand wheels and tires, the latest technology for mounting tires without damaging your wheels, road force balancing equipment to eliminate vibrations, brakes, shocks and struts, custom exhaust and suspensions. Machining, fabrication, and engineering also provided. They're located at 25 Park Drive, Moorhead, Kentucky, just off Interstate 64 at the Farmer Sharkey exit 133. You can call 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID. GoTo Solutions in Line X and Moorhead, located just off I-64 exit 133 in the industrial park.
Well, Moorhead State missed 7 of its first 9 shots in the first quarter. Came back to hit 5 of their last 7. And with a 6-0 run over the last 55 seconds of the first quarter, they've cut the EIU lead to 21-19. Tom Lewis along with Wes Holland. Pretty good comeback there at the end of the first quarter for Moorhead State.
Absolutely. In the OVC, maybe we got to start calling that the McGlone effect. If she's on the bench for a couple of minutes,
yeah,
you got to make sure you take advantage of it.
And Eagles sure
like
did.
Like you said, both ends. She's so good defensively,
yeah,
that you've got to make sure you're scoring, but then also you've got an opportunity to hold them. And they did. They held them down that stretch.
Eagles have the basketball to start quarter number 2. Soderlund gives it off to Rhodes, who comes out to take it. Tries to get around her defender, Mydell, but Mydell comes up with the steal. Ahead to Monahan. She finds Bazell wide open for a straightaway three. And Bazell picks up right where she left off when these two teams played last month.
Bazell is not going to miss that wide open jumper.
And a whistle and a foul on the perimeter. Tiny Lewis a little too handsy guarding Veronica Charles.
And let's see if Eastern keeps this up. They've extended their defense out a few feet past the three-point line now, which is very different than what we saw in the first quarter. But with the way this game is being called, that does tend to get you some of those ticky-tack hand-slap fouls out there.
Charles, chest pass to Soderlund outside the arc right wing. Hall comes out to take it straight away and gives it up to Barnes. Working against Monahan, gets cut off on the drive, out to Hall. Now to Haley Rhodes with 6 to shoot. She'll curl into the lane, puts it up with the left hand, and McGlone, another pretty block. It'll go out of bounds. Moorhead State will keep it, only 3 seconds to shoot.
Long arms, and she does get good lift. I mean, yep, she gets off the floor.
She's 6'3 as it is, so. And as you said, long arms. Inbounds to Charles, had to go pretty much straight up with that jump shot, too strong off the iron, and EIU coming the other way. Monahan stop outside the arc left side to McGlone just inside the top of the key. Hands it off to Lewis driving in against Charles. Step back jumper no good, but Charles just picked up another personal foul. Actually her first. And the first of the quarter on MSU.
Yeah, when you said another, I got nervous.
Yeah, I thought she had committed one early.
Like, uh-oh.
This is so often the case, I was mistaken. Tiny Lewis at the line. First free throw up. Splash. Lewis had 10 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, and 3 steals. First time these two teams met this year. Held to a season-low 2 points on Thursday, though, at USI. Second free throw up. Rolls off. No good, but McGlone sneaks in for the offensive rebound. Out to Lewis, now to Monahan straight away. Fakes the pass, finds McGlone wide open. She'll lay it up and in.
5 of 5 for McGlone now.
Yep.
And
8 or 10 points.
Yeah, from easy buckets like that primarily.
Barnes working against Monahan. Kicks it back out high left to Haley Rhodes. Gets a screen from Hall. Stops just outside the free throw line. Jumper too strong, but Hall with the offensive rebound, then missed the scoop shot. On the rebound to Mydell, ahead to Monahan, working the right side, gets around Charles and lays it off the glass and through. 29-19 all of a sudden, Eastern Illinois, their largest lead. And a timeout coming from Morehead State. So 7:58 to play. And it's Eastern Illinois 29, Morehead State 19. We'll take a break here on the Eagle Sports Network.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Morehead and Rowan County, Kentucky. Go to visitmorehead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Morehead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Morehead, or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan, simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Driving with a cracked windshield is dangerous. Don't risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll talk with a real person. Get same-day or next-day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Morehead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com. Spelled R-I-T-E-W-A-Y, autoglass.com. Have your glass installed the right way.
Eastern Illinois has started the second quarter with an 8-0 run to extend its lead to a game-high 10 over Morehead State, 29-19, 7:58 to play in the second quarter. Tom Lewis and Wes Holland. Wes, as we look inside the numbers, sponsored by Whitaker Bank, Panthers on fire, 10 of 14, 71%, and they've only taken two three-pointers.
Can we just hope there's a reversion to the mean on that
really?
One, Tom? I can tell you, we were talking during the break, that is not the defense that Coach Petrie wanted to be playing. The players were not executing the design on that defense the last few possessions.
Eagle basketball, Haley Rhodes out top, gets it to Barnes. She'll drive the left angle, gets cut off by McGlone, kicks out to Sekiaroli, who finds the range from Geep. Melissa Sekiaroli came into this game in the last six, 2 of 25 from three-point range, 8%. But she cans her first triple try today, and it cuts the lead back to 7.
And that one was from Olive Hill.
Yes. McGlone, one-handed pass out top to Bazell, guarded closely by Sekiaroli on the perimeter. Oh, beautiful find. Monahan down low, cut from the right side to the left of the rim, and goes up and puts it through. 31-22 Panthers. Monahan with 6 points. Charles pounds the right hand, dribble on the right side out to Sekiaroli. Jab step against Bazell, and then Sekiaroli called for a travel. I didn't see that.
I didn't either. I saw 1 foot planted.
Yep, I did too. But another Morehead State turnover, their fourth of the game. Monahan will walk it into the front court for EIU. Floats left, then back to the right. Finds Bazell cutting right side. Misses the layup, though. Rebound tapped by Sekiaroli to her teammate Haley Rhodes. She'll come the other way. Stops at the top of the key and hands it off to Charles, high right. Into the lane. Turnaround jumper against the double team. Left it short. And Blessing King will track down the loose ball near the near corner to Rhodes. Into the lane against DeRoche. Contested shot way off the mark. That would have been a foul in the first quarter. Not one here. And EIU with the basketball. Monahan out to McGlone between the rings. Monahan comes right back out to take it. Tried to get it to DeRoche, but Haley Rhodes read it beautifully, comes the other way, and hits the uncontested layup. 31-24 EIU.
That is a really difficult shot when there's nobody around you.
Skylar Barnes to the floor, no call. Another cut down low. This is McGlone who got loose near the baseline and lays it up and in uncontested.
I'm going to put a sign to put on press row here. It says, don't help off McGlone.
Really? That's a dozen points now for Macy as she blocks another shot out of bounds. Charles trying to take it to the rack, and McGlone says, no, no, ma'am.
I need to find Matt Schaber. Where can I get some poster board to tape it up here that says, don't help off McGlone?
McGlone already with three blocked shots. Eagles inbound, floated out top to Veronica Charles. 15 to shoot, 5:38 to play, quarter number two. Charles to King, right back to Charles. Comes around to King's screen to the right side, step back jumper from about 17, splash over Macy McGlone to boot. 33-26, Panthers. And they have the basketball. Lewis to Bazell, right back to Lewis at the right hash. Panthers in the offensive end to our left as McGlone takes it. Holds it just outside the top of the arc. Now to Bazell. Gets around Secchiaroli. Pull-up jumper from 14 in the lane. No good. Charles, the rebound for MSU. Throws over the defense to King in transition. Tried to get the layup to go. It would not, but she draws the foul. DeRoche, the guilty party, and King to the free throw line. DeRoche just picked up her second.
Another good outlet pass. We see glimpses of what this team can be when they get out and run. A lot of times they take a little bit too much time to get on that break, but, man, when they get it right.
King's first free throw. Danced about 73 times and finally fell through.
That pause by Tom Lewis was not for dramatic effect. That's how long it took to go
yes.
in the basket.
Second one up. Very high arcing. That one splash. I think we can count on one hand the number of times King's made consecutive free throws this year, but she cans both of those, and we're back to a five-point game, 33-28. McGlone holds the ball. High right, gives it off to Lewis near the hash in front of the Morehead State bench. Lewis got around Charles and then an up and under against King, but missed the shot. Eagles unable to save it back in bounds as Charles dove for it, but could not swipe it back in.
Well, she almost got it. As soon as McGlone brings that ball down, V. Charles is all over it.
Kayla Hall checks back in for Morehead State. Haley Rhodes getting a much-deserved breather. 10 on the shot clock as Lewis looks to trigger the inbound. Floats it way out top to McGlone, guarded by Hall. McGlone will drive against Hall. Turnaround jumper, left or low block extended. It won't go. And again, the rebound tapped out of bounds. Last touched by Charles, and EIU keeps it.
Good defense by Hall in that possession, though. Mm-hmm. Stayed right with McGlone. She did not switch on the screen, by the way, if you noticed.
McGlone gets it in and gets it right back on the low block. Goes up, and she's fouled as Skylar Barnes came in to help and reached in. And that will put Macy McGlone at the free throw line. As if she can't do enough other things well. McGlone's a 76% free throw shooter. For my money, Wes, she's the conference player of the year.
I don't even know that you have to make an argument for that, right? I understand there's other great players in the OVC, but nobody affects a game in as many different ways as McGlone does.
Missed the first free throw, got the second one to fall. 34-28, EIU. And McGlone with 13 points, 6 of 7 from the floor, 6 rebounds, 3 block shots, and we haven't played a half. Barnes works against Monahan, drives, puts it up, and it will roll through. Barnes with her fourth point. She had 16 the first time these two teams met. Cuts it to a 34-30 EIU lead. Bazell has it in the lane, kicks it out to Mydell, fakes the shot, drives around Barnes, back out to Bazell, and then straight away to Terrace Thornton, who buries the three-pointer. Or DeRoche, excuse me. 37-30, EIU. Charles will launch a three-pointer left side. It's too strong, and DeRoche the rebound. Gives it up to Monahan. Back to DeRoche as they come into the front court. Monahan tried to float it down low to McGlone. That time read nicely by Blessing King. She deflected it away to Charles. Charles tried to get it down low to King, but Monahan, with good defense, kicked it away instead.
And that shot by DeRoche over here that she did hit, big points, but that's something you live with.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can deal with DeRoche taking a three from 2 feet outside the three-point line.
It's only her fourth made three of the year. DeRoche, a 10% free or three-point shooter. So, yeah, you're exactly right. Charles pounds the dribble. It's around Mydell, out to Haley Rhodes back on the floor. Jump shot from the right elbow, a little too strong, and McGlone will track down the miss. Gives it to Monahan. She'll come the other way. Stops as she crosses midcourt, guarded by Barnes. Floats to the left side now. Gets it to Mydell. Out to McGlone, just outside the top of the key. Working against King. King bodies up against her, won't let her get to the glass, but somehow McGlone got loose, and then the reverse layup is good.
Well, that was just bully ball.
Yeah.
She just went through two people, went under the goal.
Would not be stopped. 15 points on 7 of 8 shooting in the first half for McGlone.
It was great defense by Blessing King.
And the Panther lead has ballooned back to 9. Charles curls into the lane, kicks near side to Rhodes. Three-pointer is on the money. 39-33, EIU. DeRoche with the basketball just at the arc, out top to Monahan. Stolen away by Barnes, coming the other way one-on-one, lays it up, and it goes.
And impressive because she swatted the ball in front of her to give herself a little bit of a head start to create that open layup.
Back to a four-point game. It was just 9 a few seconds ago. 1:50 to play in quarter number 2. McGlone gives it up to Bazell between the circles. And a foul on Morehead State. Seki Aroli trying to get around a McGlone screen. I think that was the right call. McGlone had good position, and Seki Aroli pushed off with her forearm.
I was going to say, if she hadn't put her arm out on that, you can fight through that screen legally. But she put her arm out, extended it out.
So 1:43 to play in the first half.
They're talking to the scorekeeper, Randy Stacy, about something.
Whatever it was seems to be resolved as Maya Monahan will trigger the inbound from the right hash. Gets it to Ellie Colson, who hands it off to Mydell in the corner. Out to DeRoche, step back jumper against Haley Rhodes from about 17 feet. Splash. Pretty mid-range jumper there.
And here's these McGlone-less minutes that you've got to take advantage of.
And Charles trying to penetrate, has the ball stripped away. Here comes Bazell. One-on-two, force the action. And a foul on Morehead State will put Bazell with the free throw line. That's on Jaden Rhodes. For Jaden, that's foul number 1 in the fourth of the quarter on Morehead State.
Minute and a half left, superstar on the bench. These are painful points right here if Bazell hits them, which she doesn't on the first one, so that helps.
She's an 88.6% free throw shooter on the year. Second one up by the lefty. This one's right on the money. 42-35, EIU. Morehead State has 1:20 remaining in this half as Charles crosses midcourt and passes to Barnes on the left wing. Back out to Charles, to the curling Haley Rhodes. Takes it to the free throw line, crosses over against DeRoche. Can't get the layup to go, but DeRoche called for the personal foul. And Rhodes to the line for a couple.
And that's a good way of taking advantage of this tightly called game, is making sure you're getting to the rim. A, you can't get somebody in foul trouble, but also you get some free points, especially with the clock stopped if you're down 7.
Yeah. Rhodes' first free throw up, bounces around and falls. That was about like the Blessing King free throw a little bit earlier.
That one defied physics.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure it was on the way to us, and it went back in.
Yep. Haley, a 63% free throw shooter, hits the second. The Eagles are now 9 of 9 from the stripe here in this first half. And it's back to a five-point game, 42-37 Panthers, just under a minute to play in the half. Monahan gives it up far side to Mydell. She'll come back up the arc and has it stripped away by Barnes, who comes up with another steal. And she's fouled as she brings it into the front court. She and Mydell were still jockeying for the basketball, and Mydell undercut her. And Barnes to the free throw line. Or excuse me, just the fourth foul on EIU, so Morehead State will inbound.
And Barnes is doing her best V. Charles impression.
Absolutely.
Out there. Quick hands right in mid-dribble when she's getting a finger on that ball, just knocking it loose.
Morehead State basketball. Rhodes at the top of the arc, kicks it to Charles into the corner to Soderlund, right back to Charles. Step back jumper just inside the arc. Should have been a foul on Mydell coming underneath her. Instead, Morehead State gets the offensive rebound as the ball caromed back out to Charles. And so ultimately it works out for the Eagles.
Yes. Big deal.
Mydell does get the personal foul.
And that's a big deal. That is team foul number 5.
Yep.
So that careless foul at the top of the key very well could cost him 2 points.
Yep. Foul should have been called a few seconds earlier.
Beggars can't be choosers.
I thought that was supposed to be more of a point of emphasis, not undercutting a player who goes up for a jump shot, which is what Mydell did.
You are correct. No lie detected from Tom Lewis.
V. Charles hits the first free throw. Moves into double figures on the day with 10 points. And another stoppage in play.
Looked like a cut. It must be some blood on Mydell there.
Goes to the bench, gets a towel momentarily, and then right back out. Charles, one more free throw to come here. Could make it a one-score game, and she hits it. MSU 11 of 11 from the free throw line in the half. And it's 42-39 EIU. Near steal in the backcourt again by Barnes, but Monahan gets it into the front court. 3 second difference in the shot and game clocks. 18 on the game clock, now 13 on the shot clock. As Monahan floats to the left, gives it to Bazell. Back out to Monahan, 7 to shoot. Monahan tries the 3-pointer, no good. Rebound tapped around and corralled by Jaden Rhodes. 3 to play, Haley Rhodes at midcourt, gets it across midcourt, launches it. Off the backboard in the front of the rim, but it will not go. And the first half comes to a close. Much like the first quarter, Morehead State gets down and then closes the gap at the end of the quarter of play. And at halftime, it's EIU up by only 3, 42-39. We'll take a break and come back with our halftime festivities right after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Our great-grandfather opened the first Hinton Meal store in 1918 to serve area farmers. We later opened our first feed mill, not only to serve our friends and neighbors, but also to more conveniently feed our own cattle. For 4 generations, our business has continued to grow and evolve to meet the needs of hardworking farm families. Though times have changed, our commitment to providing you with the highest quality products and knowledgeable customer service is as strong as ever. We invite you to see for yourself. Hinton Mills, serving farmers since 1918.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Soon I go to bed. Soon it'll be morning. Soon I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Morehead and Owingsville.
Don't wait until Super Sunday to score on these big game specials. All this week at Allen's IG in Morehead. USDA fresh store ground beef is specially priced at only $3.99 a pound. Our family light chunk tuna packed in water is just a dollar a can. And the 24-pack of any Pepsi product is only $8.99. Folks, that's just 37 cents a can. Our best grocery values are found at Allen's IGA, downtown Morehead. IGA.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Halftime at Johnson Arena. Moorhead State's women trailing Eastern Illinois 42-39. The Panthers had a double-digit lead. And then much like they did in the first quarter, the Eagles chipped away near the end of the second and have it back down to a one-score game here at intermission. Tom Lewis along with Wes Holland. And Wes, your thoughts so far?
So far, it's amazing the difference in what the game looks like when McGlone is and is not on the floor. But to the Eagles' credit, they've done a great job taking advantage of that at the end of both quarters, closing the gap. Three-point game, call it a toss-up, right? But they've got to figure out what to do with McGlone in the game because they are getting run whenever she's in there. She's an underrated creator of shots for everybody else. You know, that doesn't show up on the box score per se, but it's a huge difference. 11 assists by Eastern Illinois to 3 for Moorhead State. Shows you a ball movement difference. They are really putting an emphasis on keeping that ball moving through that inside-out game we talked about beforehand.
Yes.
Moving it through McGlone out to somebody else, and sometimes she doesn't get the assist because it's two passes away. But, gosh, completely different team.
McGlone, 15 points, 7 rebounds in the first half, along with an assist and 3 blocked shots. So a difference maker on both ends. Moorhead State, a couple of players in double-figure scoring with Haley Rhodes with 13 and Veronica Charles with 11. And 3 steals in that first half by Skylar Barnes, a huge contribution for the Eagles as well. We'll take a break, come back with our MSU halftime segment, and then a closer look at your halftime stats and scoring as we continue here on the Eagles Sports Network.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat-screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Moorhead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a Frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Moorhead.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. We live in the communities we serve and work diligently to serve the needs of our neighbors. Hi, this is Michelle Skaggs, loan officer at the Northside Branch location. Stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Trusted, tried, and true. Those three words represent the highest standards for Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides. Trusted means being built strong and built to last. Tried means being put to the test by hardworking people doing the toughest jobs. True means staying authentic to roots that run 30 years deep. Kawasaki Mule, the definition of trusted, tried, and true. Available at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
This is Moorhead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill. I'm joined by Crystal Riddle, Director of Today's Youth at MSU. Crystal, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Samantha. I'm happy to be here.
So for anyone who doesn't know, what is Today's Youth?
Today's Youth is a workforce development program. Our goal is to provide future employment for youth in our area so they can become productive citizens in our communities and have sustainable employment.
And these are young people who are out of high school. I think it's 17 to 24, right?
Yes, that's correct.
How do you identify these kids? How do you find out that they've fallen through the cracks after high school?
So our first step is usually to partner with local high schools to help identify participants that may have dropped out of school or have disabilities or other automatic qualifiers that make them eligible for our program. They also help us target seniors that will be pursuing high-demand careers that we have the potential to help fund.
Okay, and what does that funding look like? It's as I understand, many different things, right?
Yes, absolutely. So the first aspect, if they're pursuing one of our high-demand careers that are approved by our workforce development, then they can potentially receive up to $8,000 in funding over a two-year period. So that breaks down to like $4,000 per semester. We also provide support services that include mileage reimbursement for driving back and forth to school, child care if they're parenting youth. We can also purchase supplies. So if they're in a welding program, for example, we can help pay for their boots, welding helmet, jacket that's required for the program. Or, for example, if they're in a nursing program, we can help pay for stethoscopes, scrubs, non-slip shoes, all those things that are required that can be hard to purchase for a full-time student.
Yeah.
And our funding also helps pay for tuition and books if they have unmet needs in those areas.
And
well,
the other aspect of this is skills training, right? The skills that you need not to be a welder or a nurse, but to get the job and work in a work environment.
Absolutely. So we do that by providing paid work experiences. We partner with local businesses to help find mentorship to place the participants so they can gain employable skills that could possibly lead to full-time employment in the future. We also offer workshops and activities to help build resume building, interview skills, other soft skills that are important on job sites as well, and labor market information, career counseling, things along that nature.
Mm-hmm. And if anyone's listening and they're interested in participating, whether that's somebody on campus or within the communities, it's the 6-county service region, right?
Yes, that's correct. We serve Bath, Montgomery, Round, Fleming, Greenup, and Boyd.
And if anyone's listening, they want to participate in some way, are there opportunities for them to do that?
Absolutely. So we hire MSU students as work studies in our office, and then we would also like to potentially partner with students to help mentor participants to help with those workshops such as the resume building and the interview skills.
Crystal, thank you so much for all this information.
You're welcome.
This has been Morehead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill with my guest Crystal Riddle, Director of Today's Youth at MSU. Morehead State Today is a production of Morehead State University, produced in the studios of WMKY, Morehead State Public Radio.
Hungry? Stop by Giovanni's in Morehead, 700 East Main Street. They feature classic and premium pizzas, pasta and salads, classic and premium subs, calzones, traditional and boneless chicken wings, and a wide range of sides, including breadsticks. There's lunch specials, too. Stop by for lunch or dinner, dine in or take out. Call 606-755-2100, order online at giovannispizzapower.com, or use the drive-thru at the new Giovanni's, 700 East Main Street, Morehead.
You've heard the term buy local. How about play local? When you play Keno and other games from the Kentucky Lottery, your dollars are going directly to fund scholarships and grants for Kentucky students. Play Keno anywhere Kentucky Lottery is sold. Convenience stores, bars, on your laptop, or on your mobile device. Visit kylottery.com to play Keno online or go to your favorite Kentucky Lottery retailer. Please play local. Have fun and help Kentucky students too. Play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals, so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Calling all Eagle family members. It's time to get your brand new Eagle Family Sports Pass. Immediate family members of current MSU students can get general admission to each and every Morehead State University home athletic event for just $40 per person. That's it. No strings attached. You and your family can enjoy every Morehead State home athletic event all year long for only $40 per person. All the details are available on MSUEagles.com.
Halftime at Johnson Arena, the women of Morehead State and Eastern Illinois squaring off, and right now it's the Panthers of EIU with the 42-39 advantage over the Eagles. Before we look at our halftime stats, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification here on the Eagle Sports Network.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Morehead, the flagship station of Morehead State University Athletics.
By the Numbers, sponsored by Whitaker Bank here at halftime. EIU 15 of 24 from the field, 62.5%, 2 of 4 from three-point range, and 10 of 14 from the free throw line, 71.4%. Morehead State 13 of 33, 39.4%, 2 of 6 from outside the arc, and a perfect 11 of 11 from the free throw line. The rebounding battle, EIU with the slight edge, 16 to 15. Morehead State has turned it over five times, Eastern Illinois eight. Individually, EIU being led by their fine post player, Mason McGlone, 15 points along with seven rebounds, 7 points for DeRoche, six for Bazelle, but Bazelle has been limited to only 1 3-point try. She made five against MSU the first time these two teams met. Monahan also with 6 points to go with four assists, 5 points for Thornton, and three for Lewis. For Morehead State, Haley Rhodes leads the way with 13 points. Charles also in double figures with 11. Six for Skylar Barnes. Four for King. Three for Sekiaroli, and two for Novick. Again, 42-39, your halftime score. Eastern Illinois leading Morehead State. We'll take one more break and come back with our second half right after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Morehead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
The Porter Group Insurance Agency does more than just Medicare. We offer hospital indemnity plans to help with hospitalization copays. We offer cancer plans, life insurance, and more. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review of your life and health insurance needs. That's 606-780-1387 for the direction you need. Online at portergroupinsurance.com.
.42-39, Eastern Illinois leading Morehead State as we get set to start our second half. Tom Lewis and Wes Holland. Wes, we said before the game that the magic number for EIU is 66. They have not won a game this year when they've scored fewer than 66 points. The bad news is, if you're a Morehead State fan, they're on pace for 84 right now.
I wish the magic number was 86 points right about now, Tom, because keeping them to 24 in the second half might be a struggle.
Yeah. Stranger things have happened. EIU basketball to start the second half. Tiny Lewis will float to the left, gets it to Monahan, tried to float it down low to McGlone, but a takeaway by Blessing King, facing McGlone nicely that time. Novick in transition, and a bumping foul called against Ellie Bazell riding Novick's hip. First on the Panthers here in the second half, and for Bazell, that's her first in the game.
It's an interesting matchup to watch because Novick is a bad matchup for Bazell. Very bad matchup.
Novick with the dribble on the left wing. Gets it to the low block to Haley Rhodes. She'll kick it back out to Charles. Spacing issue there for Morehead State. They correct it. Charles off of the high screen from Haley Rhodes and hits the little pull-up jumper from about 12.
She's now hit one of those over top of Thornton and McGlone, the smallest player on the court.
That gives her 13 points on the day and cuts the Panther lead to one. McGlone, low block extended, working against King. Backs in, now a turnaround jumper in the lane, right on the money. My goodness, is there anything she doesn't have in her offensive arsenal?
That was really good defense. That's just a better shot. My goodness.
44-41, excuse me. EIU the lead, Morehead State the basketball. Novick at the right hash.
Really, that reminds you of Brianna Stewart when you see a shot like that.
Haley Rhodes drives the lane, scoops too strong off the window, and Thornton the rebound from the far side. Gives it up to Lewis. She'll trot across midcourt. Her pass intended for Monahan, way off the mark, out of bounds. And Morehead State will get it back.
Miscommunication there. Lewis looks at Monahan and shrugs, like, what are you doing? why weren't you there?
10th turnover on the Panthers. Novick splits the beak of the Morehead State Eagle at center court as she comes across the timeline. Takes it to King, deflected away momentarily by McGlone, and now Barnes with the basketball left wing. Tried to drive the angle, couldn't. Kicked it back out to Charles. 10 to shoot. Charles crosses over, gets around Lewis, and then gets tied up in the lane. Rolls it far corner to Novick, who hits the three-pointer. Make it a... See if they may call that a two. I'm not sure.
I think she was inside.
It's on the board right now as a three-pointer, but we'll see if that changes. McGlone at the top of the key. She'll drive against King. Turnaround jumper. This one's no good, but it's because King got her on the forearm. McGlone back to the free throw line.
Tough position to be in if you're Blessing King right there. All alone in the middle of the court with McGlone.
Apparently they are giving Novick credit for a three-pointer on that last jumper, so a tie ball game momentarily. McGlone gets the first free throw to roll through. 18 points for her. Could be 19 after this next free throw. And it is. 46-44 EIU. 7:44 to play in the third quarter. Novick at the right hash. Gets around Lewis, tries to get around Thornton, but can't. Kicks it out to Charles. She comes around a high screen from Rhodes. Lobs it over to Novick at the right hash. Now to Barnes. She'll drive left side. Spin move on the block against Monahan. Too strong on the shot. Rebound ricochets out to Rhodes. Gives it up to Novick. Takes it into the top of the key. Kicks far side to Barnes. Three-pointer too strong, but the weak side rebound to Charles. Out to Novick on the left wing. Underneath to Rhodes. Turnaround jumper over McGlone. No good, but Blessing King hits the putback.
Oh, extra possessions. Tom Lewis.
Wow.
What, did we get three on that one? Needed every one of them.
Fourth rebound for King. Make it her fifth, excuse me. Lewis drives, kicks far corner to Monahan. Her three-pointer right on the money.
Tough play to guard when the ball goes all the way down the baseline like that.
49-46 EIU lead. Novick chest pass to Rhodes on the left wing. Out straight away to Barnes. Now to Charles, high left. Gets it to Novick. Fakes the shot, drives, puts it high off the glass and through over Bazell.
And I've been wondering on each one of these last couple of possessions, when they get that Bazell-Novick matchup, why not attack the rim with Novick? She's got a great first step, and Bazell is not a plus defender.
No. McGlone working against King. King bodies up nicely. Cuts her off, has to get it out to Bazell. Now to Monahan. She'll try another three. This one straight away. Rims off, no good. Rhodes the rebound for Morehead State to Charles. And we've got a whistle and a floor foul on Tiny Lewis guarding Charles. And Lewis just picked up her fourth personal foul. Make it her third. Second of the quarter on the Panthers. Eagles bring back in Hall and Soderlund and Sekiaroli.
Mm-hmm.
And DeRoche checks back in for EIU, along with Mydell. Sekiaroli inbounds out top to Novick at the right hash. to Secchiaroli. Now to Charles. Right back to Secchiaroli on the right wing. Out between the circles to Charles. Puts down the dribble against Mydell. Goes around a screen from Hall. Puts it up. And, oh, my goodness, it almost went. Charles went to the floor. Off-balance shot. It bounced about four times and almost went, but not quite. Charles to the free throw line.
Boy, that did everything except for go in.
Foul on McGlone. Only her first. Charles gets the first free throw to go. Morehead State now 12 of 12 as a team from the stripe. 49-49. Morehead State could take the lead. But the second free throw won't fall. Rattles off. McGlone the rebound.
No lead yet in this game.
No, Morehead State has not led. But it's a tie game right now. Mydell gets it to DeRoche, who buries the three-pointer from the left wing.
DeRoche is having herself a game.
Came in with only four made three-pointers on the year, and she's 2 of 2 from deep today. And that gives her double-digit points total at 10. Soderlin will try a long three, and she cans it from the right side. Her first bucket of the day. And we're back to all square at 52 with just under 5 minutes to play in the third. DeRoche picks it cross court to Mydell. Now out straight away to Monahan. Around to DeRoche. She'll try another three-pointer. This one's no good, but McGlone, great position, gets the offensive rebound and put back.
Oh, they got the shot they wanted. They got the miss they needed, and then McGlone got the offensive rebound.
Eagles trying to pass over the defense. It's deflected out of bounds in front of the Morehead State bench. Eagles will keep it after this media timeout. 4:35 to play, third quarter. And it's Eastern Illinois 54, Morehead State 52 here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Morehead, is the official hair salon of Morehead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-H-O-T-T. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hotheads Salon in Morehead. Like them on Facebook.
Cassie here at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead. We wanted to pop in with a friendly reminder that we have a huge canning selection filled with all your canning needs. A few items include jars, lids, bands, canners, cookers, and their parts, as well as seasoning mixes, pickle crisp, pickling lime, and salt. Stop by today for all your canning needs at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Morehead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Furniture World Superstore stretches your tax refund. With so much in stock, in style, and on sale, you can get the furniture you want now. From sofas, sectionals, and motion furniture, to dining sets, bedroom furniture, and the most comfortable mattresses, Furniture World has it all. Refresh, renew, get more with your tax refund. Now at Furniture World Superstore, 356 Pinecrest Drive in Morehead, and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's fourth largest lake? Who has the state's only folk art museum? Whose main street includes part of the Sheltoe Trace National Recreation Trail? Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of my old Kentucky home? These answers are found in Morehead and Rowan County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmorehead.com to plan your trip.
.435 to play third quarter here at Johnson Arena, and the women of Morehead State trail Eastern Illinois 54-52. Tom Lewis and Wes Holland. And Wes, I saw you doing a lot of scribbling and figuring over there. Let's go inside the numbers, sponsored by Whitaker Bank. What you got?
Oh, that's a perfect time to go inside the numbers by Whitaker Bank. If you're going to shoot 40%, your opponent's going to shoot 60%, how do you stay in a game within 2 points like the Eagles have done so far? Well, they've got 12 extra field goal attempts And that's because they have 11 extra possessions. That's right. So those 11 extra possessions have led them to get 12 extra attempts, which has kept this game within reach.
The Eagles do have the basketball. Chance to either tie or take the lead. As we come out of this break, Katie Novick will trigger the inbound right in front of the Moorhead State bench, far side to our left. And great official Bobby Ray talking to the official scorer, Randy Stacy, about something before we resume. Sekiroli takes the inbounds pass down low, and I'm not even sure how to describe that shot. Kind of a hybrid layup and hook, but it went.
I'll describe it as 2 points.
Yes, and a tie game. McGlone gets the entry pass. King guarding her a little too closely on the back, and a foul on Blessing. And that will be her third, second of the quarter on Moorhead State. Inbounds comes to Thornton on the low block, drives into the lane. She has her shot stuffed by Blessing King. King comes up with the rebound, and then a foul on EIU.
That is a very important foul. That is the fourth foul of the quarter for EIU, which means every one of these little hand checks and, you know, body checks are going to be putting MSU at the line.
That foul was on Thornton, and she'll head to the bench as Bazell checks back in. So a low post threat replaced by a three-point threat. Charles across midcourt to Soderlund, high right, out top to Novick between the rings. Around to the left wing now to Charles outside the arc, guarded by Mydell. Puts down the dribble with the right hand, comes around a Sekiroli screen, kicks it to Novick. She'll drive into the lane, scoops it up over McGlone, count the basket, and she's fouled.
And there's that matchup again, Tom. You got Bazell switched on Novick, who is an incredible penetrator from the perimeter.
Bazell will get called for the personal foul. Novick a chance for an and one. She's got 9 points today. And the free throw rims off, no good. Rebounded by Ella Loon into the game for the first time for EIU, a 6 foot redshirt freshman from Brimfield, Illinois. Basketball deflected out of bounds, far corner. EIU will keep it with 19 to shoot.
And the Eagles have chosen to go a little risky on defense. They got Blessing fronting McGlone most of the time here. If that ball gets over the top, easy layup.
Yeah. Bazell floats it low block to Monahan, and before she can make a move on Veronica Charles, Charles is called for the personal foul.
But as good as King is in that position, she's got long arms, she's got good reach, she's a good athlete, she's been denying the ball.
Monahan inbounds to McGlone, far corner, hands it right back to Monahan. She'll dribble it up the arc a bit, floats it back inside to McGlone. Out to Monahan, 9 to shoot as Monahan drives against Charles, misses the layup, and Sekiroli, a strong rebound down low for the Eagles. To Charles, quickly ahead to Soderlund. She'll slow it up and kick it back out to Veronica Charles. Back to Soderlund near the right hash. Now out straight away to Novick. Around the wing to Charles. Step back jumper on the baseline. Got it. Charles with 16 points. And Moorhead State with the lead. 58-54. Largest lead of the day for the Eagles. They had not led until just a moment ago. Monahan. Guarded by Charles straight away to Bazell. Far corner to Loon. She'll drive into the lane, scoops it up. No good. Got her miss, and a whistle and a foul.
Oh, boy, that's a tough one.
It's on Charles, number 3 on V.
In the rebound while the ball is live, it's tough to call a foul on the lower body like that.
Charles will check out. Barnes back in. Monahan will trigger the inbound, baseline far side. Got it in to Bazell, left side. Now to McGlone. She'll drive the lane, scoops it up. Can't get it to go, but Blessing King just picked up another personal foul, and that will be her fourth.
Uh-oh.
So both teams in the bonus for the final 2 minutes and 13 seconds of this quarter. 33 seconds, excuse me.
And we're going to see Jaden Rhodes check in, probably for King here.
McGlone misses the first of two free throws. So she's stuck on 21 points for now. One rebound shy of her 13th straight double-double. Hits the second free throw. McGlone, in EIU's last outing, tied a 42-year-old school record with her 19th double-double of the year. It's 58-55 Morehead State. Full court pressure by EIU. And the ball deflected away out of bounds. Probably good for Morehead State as a 10-second violation was looming.
I was going to say, that's very good for them. That resets the backcourt clock, which was the real boogeyman on that one.
Novick gets it inbounds to Barnes. She'll split defenders across midcourt. Lost the handle as she tried to drive, though, and it's out of bounds on the baseline, and EIU gets it back. Turnover number six on Morehead State. They've done a good job taking care of the basketball today. Morehead State will extend the defensive pressure full court. Monahan working against Barnes, gets it across midcourt. Now Secchiaroli will switch and take Monahan. Monahan around a McGlone screen out top, gives it up to Mydell. Back out straight away to Monahan, around to the right wing to Bazell. 9 seconds to shoot. Kicks it far corner to Loon, to McGlone. Now Loon on the low block off of the McGlone feed, and she scores.
Boy, McGlone just distorts the floor.
Yeah. 58-57. Morehead State the lead and the leather. Good crossover dribble by Novick, but a good switch by Loon to cut her off before she can penetrate. Kicks it out top to Barnes. Around the far corner now to Jaden Rhodes. Couple of dribbles. Gets it to Novick near the right corner. Tries to drive baseline against Bazell. Lost the handle. Another Morehead State turnover. That's two straight trips where the Eagles have given it away.
I was getting ready to ask where your points come from with B. Charles on the bench, because she does make such a difference on the entire offensive system. And she checks in. So... the points come from B. Charles.
Yes.
That's where they come from.
On the day, Veronica with 16 points. Eagles up by one, but Panther basketball. Bazell walks it across the timeline. Passes right wing to Monahan. Gets it to Mydell. Drives the lane against Soderlin. Scoops it up over the rim. No good. Charles gets the rebound. She streaks the other way. Two on three. And... crossover dribble around Mydell, takes it into the lane but can't get the scoop shot to go. And then Charles dives on the floor for the rebound and calls timeout. Beautifully done by Veronica Charles after the miss to make sure Morehead State kept possession. And timeout on the court. 54.2 seconds to go. And looks like they're going to stretch this to a full timeout, so we'll step out. Morehead State leading 58-57 over Eastern Illinois here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Morehead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
If you're building or buying a new home, congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we can help. We're First Federal Savings and Loan, 211 West Main Street in Morehead. We've helped a lot of neighbors with purchases, refinancing, and construction lending. We'll find you the right loan, the best rate, and guide you through the entire process. Call us at 784-4187. Welcome to your new home. Let First Federal Savings and Loan help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Subject to credit approval. NMLS number 657533.
GoTo Solutions and Line X of Morehead is your one-stop shop for auto accessories and Line X spray-in bedliners. They can help you stop rust and corrosion on your vehicle with Value Guard rust proofing and undercoating that provides a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion caused by weather and winter road treatments. Go-To Solutions and Line X of Moorhead is now offering new services performed by trained technicians, such as top brand wheels and tires, the latest technology for mounting tires without damaging your wheels, road force balancing equipment to eliminate vibrations, brakes, shocks and struts, custom exhaust and suspensions. Machining, fabrication, and engineering also provided. They're located at 25 Park Drive, Moorhead, Kentucky, just off Interstate 64 at the Farmer Sharkey exit 133. You can call 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID. Go-To Solutions in Line X and Moorhead, located just off I-64 exit 133 in the industrial park.
58-57, Moorhead State leads Eastern Illinois. A strange stat combination you don't see every day. Wes, Moorhead State has made six of its last seven shots, but they're on a 2-minute, 11-second scoring drought.
Yeah, and a couple of things. When you look at the score, that tells me that they're playing pretty dang good defense, which is real important for the second half, but also turnovers. Tom, they've done such a good job avoiding those most of this game. And really, the last three games of the season, they've done a great job with that.
Novick floats it inbounds to Soderlund. Novick comes out top to take it, gets it to Charles, back to Novick. Fakes the three, drives the lane, and has the ball swiped out of her hands, and Mydell with the steal. Gives it up to Monahan. Splits the Eagle logo. Passes to Loon on the right wing. Out straight away to Bazell, guarded by Charles. To McGlone, right elbow extended. She'll try the jumper from there over Jaden Rhodes, and it's just perfect.
There's nothing you can do about that.
No. 24 points now. McGlone, 10 of 11 from the field.
Yeah, if you come out on that shot, she's going by you. If you let her take that shot, she does that.
Novick out to Jaden Rhodes. Couple of dribbles, gets it back to Novick. Takes it to the free throw line, bounce pass to Charles. She'll try a left wing three and cans it. And that's the end of the third quarter. And so Moorhead State, after 30 minutes of play, will go to the break with a two-point lead, 61-59 over Eastern Illinois. We'll be back with our fourth quarter after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Our great-grandfather opened the first Hinton Mill store in 1918 to serve area farmers. We later opened our first feed mill, not only to serve our friends and neighbors, but also to more conveniently feed our own cattle. For four generations, our business has continued to grow and evolve to meet the needs of hardworking farm families. Though times have changed, our commitment to providing you with the highest quality products and knowledgeable customer service is as strong as ever. We invite you to see for yourself. Hinton Mills, serving farmers since 1918.
Don't wait until Super Sunday to score on these big game specials all this week at Allen's IGA in Moorhead. The value pack of Our Family Bone-In Split Chicken Breast is just $1.99 a pound. Our Family Canned Corn, Green Beans, and Peas are specially priced for only 89 cents a can. And Jack's Original 15-ounce Pizza are just $3. The best grocery values are found at Allen's IGA, downtown Moorhead. IGA.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pawn in Moorhead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Moorhead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a Frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Moorhead.
We're about to start the fourth quarter here at Johnson Arena. The women of Moorhead State lead Eastern Illinois 61-59 as we enter the final 10 minutes. Tom Lewis and Wes Holland. Wes, do you think if you had told Coach Matt Beaulant that his team after three quarters would be shooting 58% overall and 50% from three-point range, that they would be down by two at this point.
Not a chance. Not even close, right? I mean, they know that there are times when they will struggle on offense, and he would tell you that if we're up, we're probably up 12.
Yeah.
You know, with those kind of numbers.
Inside the numbers, sponsored by Whitaker Bank.
But the heart of V. Charles, my goodness.
19 points after that dagger of a three-pointer to end the third quarter.
Cold-blooded.
Morehead State back up by two. Eagle basketball, Novick spins around a high screen from Jaden Rhodes, kicks it to Charles. Drives the baseline, kicks to Soderlund. Three-pointer, got it! Matilda Wotilli.
Yes, sir.
Second triple of the game, and it gives Morehead State its largest lead of five. Tiny Lewis backs it back outside the arc, gives it off to McGlone between the rings. Now to Bazell at the left hash, guarded closely by Soderlund. Puts it on the floor, kicks it out to Thornton straight away. Eight to shoot. Panthers can't get anything going offensively right now. DeRoche gets it to McGlone. She'll try to drive baseline against Jaden Rhodes and can't get the shot off. Great defense by Morehead State to force the shot clock violation.
For this Eagles team, that will always be the difference, is when they can get that gritty, hard-nosed, defensive, grinded-out mentality, they win games.
Novick crosses midcourt, gives it to the curling Soderlund, out to Haley Rhodes, now to Charles, drives around Lewis, kicks to Soderlund, another three-point try, high off the iron, no, and McGlone with the rebound. Give Macy McGlone her 20th double-double of the year, her 13th straight. 24 points, 10 rebounds. Bazell, she'll launch from three-point range, left wing, and cans it.
Why did Novick give her space? Wow. I have no idea right there. That's the one person on the court you cannot give space.
The Eagles have only let her get off 2 3-point tries today, but she has made them both, and it's cut the Eagle lead back to two, 64-62, 8:20 to play. Novick, top of the key, driving against Bazell into the lane, out to Jaden Rhodes. Two-pointer just inside the arc. Too strong, and McGlone with the rebound and a Morehead State foul. That'll go on Jaden Rhodes trying to track down her own miss.
That's a good call. Don't take one mistake and turn it into two, Tom. That was a bad shot. She knew she shouldn't take it, and she went for that board really hard into McGlone.
Skylar Barnes back on for Morehead State, replacing Novick.
And Novick's going to grab a little bit of pine after letting Bazell get that three off.
Eagles extending the defensive pressure to about three-quarter court man-to-man as Charles will stick with Tiny Lewis as she dribbles it across midcourt to Bazell, back to Lewis. Bazell driving around Soderlund, takes it baseline, way too strong with the layup, but the rebound by Thornton kicked it out to Monahan, who misses the three-point try, but another offensive rebound. Now Lewis will try from three-point range. She's off the mark, and Jaden Rhodes the rebound for the Eagles. To Charles, streaking to the other end, lays it up, too strong, and Bazell the rebound. To Lewis. Far side to Monahan, thought about the three, instead will get it down low to Colson. Kicks it out to Bazell, another three-pointer. This one off to the right, but it's Thornton streaking in for the offensive board.
Got to limit them to one shot, Tom. They're playing great defense. They've got to get in there and block out. This lineup without Hall or King is really struggling.
Hall will check in at the next dead ball. Lewis finds the cutting Monahan. Can't get the layup to go. A late whistle and a foul on Morehead State as the shot clock shows two.
Oh, again.
Jaden Rhodes, the foul, and that will put Monahan at the line.
And that's another one of those where I understand what the official's doing, but you cannot wait to see if a shot goes in before you call that foul, and that's exactly what they did.
Monahan's first free throw will fall. Panthers have missed their last four field goal tries, but Morehead State in the midst of a 2.5-minute scoring drought. Monahan's second free throw falls, and we're back to square at 64. 7:10 to play, fourth quarter. Charles across midcourt. Picked up by Lewis. Takes it into the lane, got around Lewis, but her shot blocked by McGlone. Charles to the deck, no call. Pass ahead to Lewis. Tried to get it to the cutting DeRoche down low, but or make that Thornton, and it's just out of her reach. Can't save it before it hit the baseline.
And they didn't connect on that one, but we are seeing a completely different offensive personality from EIU right now. They are trying to run and get that early offense going before Morehead gets set.
Yeah. Charles slowly across midcourt, gives it to Sekiroli, who underhands it right back to V. Out to Haley Rhodes, around to the left wing to Barnes. Splits defenders, gets it to Hall, back out to Haley Rhodes. Thought about the three, instead one dribble, then to Charles, high right. Eight to shoot. Charles around a Hall screen, straight away three off the back of the iron, too strong, and McGlone high for the carom for the Panthers. To Monahan, she'll come across midcourt between, or splitting the center circle, working against Barnes. Bounce pass out top to Mydell, nearly lost it, but tracks it down near the hash and gives it up to Lewis. Left-handed dribble floating up the arc, guarded by Charles. A McGlone screen, Lewis with a straightaway three. Off the front of the iron, no good. The Barnes rebound, and now ahead to Sekiroli in transition. Kicks it back out to Rhodes as McGlone was right there to stymie a shot attempt for Sekiroli.
Excellent choice by Charles to go under that screen on the defensive end. Give her that shot.
Charles with the basketball, gives it up to Haley Rhodes on the right point. Tries to penetrate and an offensive foul. Good position.
Saw that one coming.
By Thornton. Thornton playing with three fouls, but nicely defended there.
Both teams are 0 for 5 in their last, and I mean like 0 for 10 between them.
Yeah.
So 0 for 5 each at the moment, Tom.
Panthers don't have a field goal in the last 3:04, but Morehead State hasn't scored a point in the last 4 minutes plus. Whitaker Bank by the numbers. Lewis working against full court pressure from Skylar Barnes, getting a screen from Thornton. Finally gets it across midcourt just before the 10-second violation. Guarded still by Barnes on the perimeter. Drives against her, scoops it up. Won't go. Hall, a nice rebound for Morehead State. Hands it to Novick. She'll work the right side of the floor, comes across midcourt, into the lane, and then floats out to the left wing.
Good job by resetting the offense on that one by Katie.
Crossover dribble, takes it into the lane, scoops it up with the left hand and off the glass and through.
Boy, tough finish by Novick right there. Good job.
Puts the Eagles back up 66-64, just under 5 minutes to play. McGlone, double team down low, kicks it out to Monahan. She'll penetrate into the lane, pull up jumper, got it. Novick to the floor, no call. It looked like Monahan might have pushed off.
Boy, it sure did. That arm was away from the body with that one.
Novick crosses midcourt, tie ball game. Novick, pull-up jumper, free throw line, air ball to the left of the rim, out of bounds. And we've got a whistle and a foul.
Lewis was calling for a challenge.
Yeah.
I don't think you get a coach's challenge.
A little bit of a bailout there, but Morehead State will take it, and we will take a media timeout. 4:31 to play, fourth quarter, and we are all tied at 66-66. Here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Driving with a cracked windshield is dangerous. Don't risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll talk with a real person. Get same-day or next-day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Morehead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com. Spelled R-I-T-E-W-A-Y, autoglass.com. Have your glass installed the right way.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. This is Lisa Kidd, Morehead Area Operations Officer. I'm proud to call Morehead home and love meeting my fellow Kentuckians. Community is at the heart of what we do, and I look forward to helping you along your financial journey. So stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Gateway Cycles at Mount Sterling has CF Moto side-by-sides built to fit any job, shed, or budget. The new U-Force lineup of hard-working machines feature the perfect model for your needs. Like the U-Force 600 series, perfect for any farm, cabin, or ranch. With a 580cc engine and powerful winch, you can't go wrong with this workhorse. How about the U-Force 1000 featuring a three-person bench? Take your family and friends on this one. No matter what U-Force machine you choose, you've got a work partner that can handle their own. Stop by Gateway Cycles in Mount Sterling, gatewaycycles.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
A whale of a basketball game here at Johnson Arena. The women's half of today's OVC women's men's doubleheader, Morehead State and Eastern Illinois. And with 4:31 to go in the fourth quarter, the women of MSU and EIU are all tied at 66, with Morehead State's Katie Novick heading to the free throw line for two shots. EIU, one of its last seven. Morehead State looking to go back up here. What a game, Wes.
Okay. Who knows a good cardiologist? I'm going to need one of those. This team, you know, between Thursday and today, I can't do this two out of 3 days, Tom.
First free throw by Novick rattles in, out, and back in.
Even Katie with free throws is making me need to go to a cardiologist. Come on.
1 point Eagle lead. Misses on the second, though, and McGlone with her 14th rebound. To Lewis, ahead to Monahan. She'll bring it across midcourt. Curling out to take it is Mydell, working against Sekiaroli. Now to Lewis. Over to Monahan on the right point. To Thornton, tried to float it down low to McGlone, but deflected away by MSU. Novick gets the basketball, and McGlone called for a foul.
Boy, great job filling the lane. Did you see how well they covered the cutter through the baseline? Like, that was just textbook defense. That was beautiful.
Second foul on McGlone in the game, second of the quarter on EIU. Morehead State with the slimmest of leads and the basketball.
And kudos to Novick, two fouls in the first minute of the first quarter, and now three total. She's doing great.
Stoppage for a kick ball. Mydell defending Novick. Sekiaroli gets it back inbounds to Charles. Now to Novick on the left point. She'll float down the wing a ways. Bounce pass back out to Hall, who asks Novick to come out and take it. She doesn't, so she'll get it to Haley Rhodes. Now to Charles, gets around Tiny Lewis. Floater blocked by McGlone, but got her own miss. To Sekiaroli, out to Novick, who had to throw up a desperation three. It was a little too strong. Shot clock violation, or shot clock was about to expire, rather, and Novick had to get that shot off. EIU basketball after the rebound. Monahan to Mydell with the head of the key. Over to Thornton. To Monahan, high right, guarded by Charles. Monahan penetrates, up and under move against Novick. Shot no good. Charles comes up with the loose basketball on the floor, and she's fouled. And if that's against Charlita Tiny Lewis, that's her fifth, and it is.
And speaking of people playing with foul trouble, we got Blessing King checking back in with her four.
Yep.
3 minutes to go.
So Lewis's day comes to a premature end with 3 points. She had 4 assists. She was only 1 of 6 shooting the basketball today. And Coach Matt Beaulant wants a timeout. 3:10 to play here at Johnson Arena. Morehead State leads 67-66. Don't forget the Morehead State men also playing EIU this afternoon here at Johnson Arena. That game will tip off at about 3:30. Chuck Mraz and Drew Barnett will have the call for you here on the Eagle Sports Network. And then the Eagles back on the road this coming Thursday, their longest road trip of the season as far as the OVC is concerned, as they go to Little Rock, Arkansas, to play the Trojans of Little Rock for the only time this season. MSU playing Little Rock and Lindenwood once each because of the odd number of teams in the OVC this year. And the women's game on Thursday will tip off from Little Rock at 6 o'clock, 5:45 pregame here on the ESN, and then the men will tip off at about 8 o'clock or 30 minutes after the conclusion of the women's game down there.
Yeah, I'm going to go on the record as saying I don't care for that unbalanced schedule.
Yeah.
I don't like that you're going to have maybe seeding, maybe entries into the tournament that will be decided by who did you play once, who did you play twice in a lot of cases.
And the other crazy thing is where you've got both Lindenwood and Southern Indiana who are transitioning from Division II, and under NCAA rules, they have to play, I think it's 4 years at the D1 level before they qualify for the NCAA tournament. They can play in the OVC tournament. But even if in Southern Indiana right now in first place in the women's standings, even if they win the OVC tournament, they can't go to the NCAA.
That's exactly right. And it makes it very messy.
Yeah.
We'll just put it that way.
Eagle basketball, 3 minutes to go. Novick with the dribble against Bazell. Reverses course, works left side of the lane, gets into the lane, and a travel called on Katie. That's only the 10th turnover of the day on Morehead State. But it comes with 2:52 to go, and the Eagles only up by one.
I'm not sure what the officials were trying to decide there, because it took them quite a while to make the travel motion. They blew the whistle, and then everybody kind of looked at each other for a minute.
Morehead State, full court pressure, man-to-man style. Bazell will bring it across midcourt against Secchiaroli. Standing dribble. Gets it to Thornton on the right wing. And a steal by Veronica Charles, her first of the day, streaking the other way. Uncontested layup is good, and it's back to a three-point MSU lead. Charles had gone only one game all season without a steal, and so she picks up her first of the day right there.
Not today.
Nope. Thornton to McGlone, and on the give and go, Thornton gets it back from McGlone and lays it up and through. McGlone doing it all today. Her third assist to go with 24 points and 14 rebounds.
Great two-player game by them on that one. Just rolling off the screen right to the goal.
King hands the ball back to Charles on the left point. 15 to shoot, just under 2 minutes to play. Eagles up by one. King the basketball at the head of the arc to Charles. Stops at the left elbow, picks it far side to Barnes. Two to shoot, floater too strong, and the floor rebound by Thornton. Would have been a shot clock violation anyway. Panthers running the floor, but McGlone got the pass and then dribbled it off of her own foot out of bounds.
So MSU, with some of their offensive struggles today, have got to be careful not to get in those last 5 seconds of the shot clock. This is not a team that just has some hero ball in them in those last 2 to 5 seconds.
16th turnover of the game gives Morehead State the ball back. Eagles, after being red hot early in this quarter, have missed 8 of their last 10 field goal tries. Novick holds the basketball inside the Eagle logo at midcourt. Puts down the dribble, gets it to Charles on the left wing. 12 to shoot, 120 to play. Gives to King, right back to Charles. Drives to the right elbow, stops, bounce pass down low to Haley Rhodes, goes up over McGlone, can't get it to go, but the putback by Blessing King is right on the money. 3-point Eagle lead, 71-68, 1 minute to go. Thornton into the lane, scoops, scores, and she's fouled by Haley Rhodes.
Boy, look at that early offense, even off of the make by Blessing King. They're getting right into it, getting down the court. The Eagles' defense has been so stifling that they are not wanting to let them set up, and that's what happens.
Terrace Thornton a chance to tie this game up if she can complete the three-point play.
Coach Peaches might think about stopping the ball before half court with some sort of just a mild press.
We're all tied. Made free throw. Novick working against full court pressure by Mydell. Finally gets around her into the front court. Keeps on trucking and then pulls it back out. And she's called for a travel as she was still being harassed by Ellie Bazell defensively.
It's the right call, though.
Yep. And so, with 50.8 seconds to play, Eastern Illinois a chance to take the lead.
And
they're all tied at 71.
And we are going to see a little bit of this light pressure just to slow the ball down the court.
Barnes harassing Monahan. Gets across midcourt through the center circle. Barnes still guarding her. Gets it to Mydell out of a double team. And timeout called by the EIU bench, a 30-second timeout.
Coach Boland did not like what he saw.
Nope. 36.8 seconds to play in regulation here at Johnson Arena. and it is 71-71 MSU and EIU. Having fun?
Woo! Am I ever having fun? But it is stressful. My goodness. But we said going into this game, these are just about as evenly matched teams as you're going to get. In just about every statistical category, they are within one or two of each other.
And the first time these two teams met, back in January, it went right down to the wire. Morehead State's Haley Rhodes hit a layup with 3.2 seconds to play, and that was the winning bucket.
I remember that. I was a listener instead of a broadcaster on that game, and even through the radio, I was struggling with it. But here we go. This is what you prepare for when you're in these situations.
Thornton will inbound the EIU bench area. Got it into McGlone. Yep. She travels. Blessing King was right there guarding her. McGlone, for some reason, left her feet and did not pass the basketball.
Coach Bolant, you can argue that all you want, but it's not going to help.
Nope. Man. That's exactly what happened. I have no idea why McGlone left her feet, but she obviously did. Charles walks it into front court. Morehead State and EIU all tied. 3 second difference between shot and game clock. 17 to shoot. Charles slowly edging forward at the top of the arc. Crosses over against Thornton. Kicks near side to Barnes. 7 to shoot. Barnes' pass cross court deflected away by Mydell. She traveled, got away with it, got it to Monahan. Misses the three-point try. Tracks down her miss in the far corner and calls timeout with 3.3 seconds to play.
Oh, I don't know how they missed that one.
No.
That
was an obvious travel by Mydell when she tracked down that loose ball.
Folks, I'll tell you, I've known Tom for a long time. If Tom calls that out on the air, you know it was obvious. Now, Wes might be a little hothead with those things and get a little criticism, and I get that. But Tom Lewis does not put that on the air unless that is an absolutely true statement. Oh, my goodness. That one, and they're talking right now. That has got to be that conversation.
I mean, it's not something they can overturn, but they blew that one.
Yep.
And so Eastern Illinois will have the basketball with 3.3 ticks remaining in regulation in a tie ball game.
So where does this go, Tom? A lot of times you would think, obviously, McGlone is the horse, right, of this team. But she's not exactly set up for a 3.3-second shot. No. Right? That's not her game. That's not her skill set. Do you roll Bazell off of the screen? Do you use McGlone as a decoy to run up for the ball, create the space, and get something to LaRoche or Thornton? You've got to make a very, very particular effort to do this.
Monahan will trigger the inbounds, floats it in down low to McGlone against Jaden Rhodes. 1 second left. Turnaround, no good, no foul. We will go to overtime.
And they made up for it right there.
Yeah. That could have very easily been a personal foul.
I'm glad they convened after that miss of the walk call.
Yeah. So we will play extra ball. 5 minutes of overtime coming up after this break. 71-71 MSU and EIU on the Eagle Sports Network.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
You may have been born to be wild, but you weren't born to be dead from a needless motorcycle crash. So when you're even just a little impaired, you do not get your motor running. You do not head out on the highway. What you do is get a ride from a sober friend, a taxi or rideshare service, or public transportation. Because you may be looking for adventure, but you're not looking for trouble. Please ride sober. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers totally free checking for business and personal. Open your account online at www.tcbanytime.com or stop by any of our five banking locations to get your totally free account open today. The Citizens Bank, with totally free checking for everyone and a free gift. Member FDIC.
The views are breathtaking. The experience is hands-on. The instruction is personal. The programs are nationally ranked. The atmosphere is welcoming. It's all here, all in one unique place at Morehead State University, all to help you soar higher.
Back to Johnson Arena for the first time this season. The Morehead State women will play overtime basketball as we are all square at 71-71. Eastern Illinois, this is their third game playing extra time, and they're 1-1 in overtime games this season. Tom Lewis and Wes Holland with you. Wes, it looks like Morehead State's coming out with a small lineup to start this overtime session.
This is a small lineup. You've got Tilly out there, obviously great range. Hopefully she can create some space, but, you know, I am blessing Novick Charles. You got two ones out there. Rhodes, you know, can play the post, but doesn't. You know, I mean, she's much more of a ball handler. So this is going to be real interesting. I think a lot of the thought process behind this may be they do have to slow that ball down coming up the half court, which means you do need some athletes out there to get the brakes tapped on the way down so that you can set up. Because they've done a great job in the half court. They cannot let them get down there before they're ready to go.
Finally seeing four EIU players. Oh, okay. Is there an EIU player that's
right on the other side of Tilly, right?
Okay.
Here.
Okay.
Yep. Tilly is eclipsing somebody.
That doesn't happen very often.
Right?
All 5'6" of her.
That tells you how big Bazell is. Yeah. That Tilly is eclipsing her.
It's Bazell, Thornton, McGlone, Monahan, and Mydell on the floor for Coach Matt Bolon's squad. McGlone and Blessing King will jump it up to start the overtime.
Jared, I'm surprised they don't have DeRoche on the floor.
I am as well.
She has played a great game so far today. Yeah, not just by hitting the jumpers that she's hit, but, I mean, also she's played good defense. And she's a good athlete.
Yeah.
She can get out there.
DeRoche with 10 points on 3 of 5 shooting, 3 rebounds, and for some reason the teams have been sent back to their respective benches. Not sure what this is about.
I'm going to step down to the...
Okay. And a reminder, the Morehead State men will also take on Eastern Illinois here at Johnson Arena this afternoon. That game scheduled for a 3:30 tip, but with this overtime period, pretty good chance that that will be a little bit later than scheduled. Chuck Moraz and Drew Barnett will have the call for you for the men's game. But we've still got at least 5 minutes to play here in overtime as the ball's in the air and the tip will go to EIU. It's Monahan with the basketball.
Nobody else on Media Row knew what the delay was either, Tom.
Mydell to Bazell. Now to Thornton at the left elbow. Gives it to McGlone. Tries to drive around Blessing King. Puts it up strong. Missed it. Got it back and put it in. Macy McGlone with her 26th point after her 15th rebound. And EIU takes the 2-point lead early in overtime.
And you see how they drug from weak to strong and left it wide open on the block.
Charles overhead pass out to Novick, asking for some help. Haley Rhodes comes out, sets a screen. Novick can't get around it. We'll get it out to Charles at the right hash. She'll penetrate against Thornton. Kicks to Soderlund. 3-pointer way off the mark. Tracked down by King, but the shot clock expires, and not a good start to overtime for the Eagles.
Boy, if only that had caught a smidge of rim on that shot from Tilly. That would have been a big offensive rebound.
It's probably her ugliest miss of this season. Usually doesn't miss by much. Bazell will walk it across midcourt for the Panthers. Up by 2. We've played about a minute in overtime. Monahan to Mydell on the right point. Kicks it near side to Thornton. Tried to float it into McGlone. Too strong, and Novick will track down the loose ball on the far side. 18th turnover by the Panthers. Now to Charles on the right wing. She'll back up a couple of steps with the dribble, then crosses over, gets around Mydell, takes it baseline, but her pass to Soderlund intercepted by Monahan, who read it perfectly. Comes the other way. She'll rotate back outside the arc and set the offense. Gets it to Bazell. Or make that Mydell. Out to Bazell, or Monahan, excuse me, on the left wing. Near the hash, 14 to shoot. Monahan floats it into McGlone on the low block. And a whistle. I'm not sure. I think the ball hit the baseline or McGlone on the baseline. Unforced turnover there by the Panthers. Their 19th turnover. Morehead State with 14 giveaways.
And the Eagles got real, real lucky right there because they missed what McGlone was doing. She just happened to step on the baseline. They did not rotate over to stop that.
Paul and Seki Aroli check in for Morehead State. Haley Rhodes gets it to Charles. Now to Seki Aroli on the left wing, guarded by Monahan. Gets around a high screen, stops inside the key. Off to Novick, into the lane, and a bumping foul in the paint. And that will go against Bazell. For Bazell, that'll be personal number three.
And real importantly, that is 14.
Out to Charles on the inbounds pass for Morehead State. 2:51 to play. Eagles down by two. Charles lofts it back out to Haley Rhodes. 9 on the shot clock. Rhodes into the lane. Scoop shot goes off the glass. Back to a tie game in overtime.
Right. The D needs to harden up right here. They have got to get a stop.
Monahan guarded loosely by Charles outside between the circles. Monahan tries drives right side of the lane. Puts it up way too strong. Weak side rebound for Novick.
How does your offense not run through McGlone on that possession in overtime?
Novick with the basketball. Standing dribble near the hash on the far side. Gets it to Hall at the head of the arc. Back to the curling Novick. Bounce pass back to Hall. Pick and roll works perfectly. And Hall scores to put Morehead State up 75-73.
Wow, three passes, two people led to a great layup.
McGlone, strong move down low. Can't get it to go, but Morehead State called for the personal. I believe it's Haley Rhodes.
Boy,
with the foul.
I don't know what you got to do not to get a foul call on that one. That was clean.
For Haley, number three on the day. And it puts McGlone at the free throw line where she's 4 of 6 today. First one up, got it. 27 points now for Macy McGlone.
But we did see them make a conscious effort to get her the ball in the post this time.
Second free throw also good, and we are tied again at 75 with 1:49 to play. Full court pressure, Morehead State handles it. Haley Rhodes into the lane, McGlone right there and blocks the shot. Thornton came up with the loose ball and gets it to Monahan. 1:37 to play in overtime, tie ball game. Monahan kicks it far side, outside the arc to Thornton, drives against Haley Rhodes, spin move, shot doesn't go, and a travel call.
Yeah, on the other end of the court for Rhodes right there, an early shot clock attempt against one of the best defenders in the OVC, that's not what you were looking for if you're the Eagles.
That's the fourth or fifth block shot of the day for Macy McGlone. Charles gets around a screen from Rhodes, gets Rhodes the basketball now on the left point to the curling Novick, splits defenders, scoops it high. It's no good. It actually went over the backboard, but she drew the foul, I think, from Mydell.
And she keeps showing the shooting motion to the official. Hey, it was it.
So Katie Novick back to the free throw line for the Eagles. She's 3 of 5 from there today. Misses the first of two here, too strong. Working on a 12-point afternoon to go with 3 assists. Second free throw. This one's good.
And right.
It gives MSU the 1-point lead with 1:12 to play in OT. And now Novick to the bench, replaced by Barnes for defense.
Eagle bench. Once again,
1:10 to play in overtime. Bazell with the basketball, guarded by Seki Aroli. Gets it across midcourt. Seki Aroli sticking right with her. Bazell gives it up to McGlone at the apex of the arc. Has it deflected away by Charles, but McGlone tracks it down. Out to Monahan with 10 to shoot. Drives against Charles. Turn around at the low block. Crawls over the rim. No good. A whistle and a foul, and this may go on McGlone for going over the back.
Great positioning by everybody on the Eagles on that blockout.
McGlone just picked up her third personal, and it will put Morehead State at the free throw line. It's Michaela Hall who will be shooting the freebies. Hall has not been at the free throw line today on the season. She's a 50% free throw shooter.
And something is underappreciated by a lot of people.
First free throw off the neck of the iron, dances high, and then falls through.
Is that entire possession was created by the defense above the top of the key right there, the dislodging the ball. It took six, seven extra seconds.
Second free throw, too strong, no good. Thornton the rebound, EIU basketball down two, 38 seconds to play in overtime. Monahan across midcourt. Gets it to Mydell on the left point. Gets it to the cutting McGlone across the lane, and she's fouled. That will go against Hall. It's number two on Michaela, and McGlone will go to the free throw line with her Panther squad down by two. 27.9 ticks remaining in this first overtime.
And now we see the substitution is to protect Novick's fouls. She's back in for offense now that we've got stoppage at the clock.
And Barnes to the bench. McGlone, 28 points today. And it'll stay at 28 as she misses the first free throw. She's 6 of 9 from the stripe on the afternoon. Came in shooting 76% on the year.
For Coach Collant, heavy, heavy pressure. If you cannot get the turnover, you've got a foul.
McGlone hits the second. It's back to a one-point game. And a timeout called by Morehead State.
That miss absolutely changes the game plan completely from the EIU side.
30-second timeout, so we will stay here. EIU has not hit a field goal in the last 4 minutes, 11 seconds, Wes.
Wow. 4 minutes and 11 seconds.
4 minutes and 11 seconds.
And all credit to that MSU defense. They have done a fantastic job of getting back, getting set, denying the ball. And as I was mentioning before, even just that harassment at the top of the key that creates a crunch in the time clock. You know, those 5 or 6 extra seconds it took McGlone to track the ball down outside. Because every player, when that gets to single digits on the shot clock, is a different feeling completely.
Yep.
In your gut.
Yep.
When you're trying to go out there and get those points.
So it's a one-point Morehead State lead, 27.9 ticks left. Shot clock is off. Morehead State will inbound in its own front court after the timeout. The Eagles don't even have to shoot the ball, but I can guarantee you if they don't, EIU is going to foul.
They have got to run this play to get Charles or McBride the ball.
Secchiaroli will inbound. McBride is on the floor. Gets to Charles. She'll call a timeout as she's double-teamed by Thornton and Monahan. On the inbound, smart decision there by Veronica. Morehead State now has one timeout remaining. EIU, I believe, with 3 left.
And really smart defense by EIU. They let her get the ball right there against the baseline so they can trap it. Because as I mentioned just a minute ago, you've only got 2 steps in this process.
Yeah.
Is you either get the steal or you have
or
to
you
foul.
Or you have to foul.
Right, so they're trying to force that steal, create that turnover. They let her get that ball right there with no space to work. Good job, both sides.
Absolutely.
This has been a well-executed game,
yeah.
Frankly.
EIU actually with 2 timeouts left. Morehead State with 1. Panthers shooting 49% on the day. Morehead State has upped their percentage now to 44%.
You could get...
McBride will trigger, gets it into Haley Rhodes. Passes out of a double team out to Novick, and she's fouled by Thornton. Novick will go to the free throw line for 2 here. She's 4 of 7 on her freebies today. Has 13 points, but on the year, just a 62% free throw shooter.
Yeah, if you're Coach Petrie, that is not what you wanted to see, Tom.
It's a little surprised that Paris McBride was triggering that inbounds instead of being a potential receiver. As good as she is at the stripe. And now McBride will check out momentarily. Blessing King comes on for a potential offensive rebound if Novick misses the second free throw here. Jim falls silent. Novick off the mark with the first free throw.
You hear a pin drop in this
yep.
place tomorrow.
One more to come, trying to increase Morehead State's overtime lead to two. And she does, right on the mark. Skylar Barnes will check in, and looks like Novick, well, actually both teams going to their benches. Timeout on the floor. See who called that. EIU. It is a 30-second timeout.
That sound was the collective sound of about 200
yep.
heartbeats that you could hear in this arena for that free throw right there.
While we've got a second in the middle of this drama, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification here on the Eagle Sports Network.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Moorhead, the flagship station of Moorhead State University Athletics.
78-76, Moorhead State leads Eastern Illinois. 21 and a half seconds left in overtime. It will be Panther basketball, and they will be inbounding in their offensive end to our right. Maya Monahan will be making the inbounds pass from the far hash. Panthers don't need a three. A two would tie it. Monahan looking. Gets it into Bazell out high. Picked up by Secchi Aroli defensively. Back to Monahan on the left point. Gets around a screen from McGlone. Drives baseline. Missed the shot. And a blocking foul on Morehead State will put Monahan at the line. It's Veronica Charles. And that is her fourth personal.
Oh.
Monahan.
For those longtime listeners, you know exactly what that meant. I don't got to say that out loud.
Monahan on the year, a 76.7% free throw shooter. Novick and McBride check back in for Morehead State. Barnes and King to the bench. On the day, Monahan 13 points. She's a perfect 4 of 4 from the stripe.
So Coach Petrie does still have a timeout. If she sinks both of these, you got to expect she uses it, moves the ball down. Yeah, we've
yep.
got 11 seconds on the clock. I'll be interested to see who she runs out there at that point.
Monahan perfect with the first free throw. Second one up. It's good. We are tied at 78, 11 seconds to go. And Morehead State does take that final timeout. So they will advance the ball into the front court with 11 seconds remaining in a tie ball game in overtime.
Well, option one, B. Charles.
Yes.
We've seen her do this before. I remember the dagger she hit last year out of the yep. corner against State.
Yep.
We mentioned it before, cold-blooded. I mean, she has ice in her veins. That's option one. You got to think EIU's taking that away. If they're not, they're kind of crazy. After that, force the issue. Get to the rim.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, we've seen Haley Rhodes so often in OVC play attack the rim with such success, and she's got 15 points today.
Absolutely, and the team we saw out there looks like the team we're going to see on the floor. I've seen nobody go to the scorer's table. So, yeah, she's out there. She's great at getting to the rim. Obviously, they're not afraid to call the foul down there because we just saw the one that let him tie it up.
Yeah.
But you got to get something going. Novick has been – nobody's going to stay in front of her yet so yeah. far.
She's 4 of 6 from the field today, 14 points.
My option one is let V cook. Option two is whoever else gets it outside of maybe Mel, just get to the rim. Just go to the hole.
McBride back on the floor for Morehead State. She'll trigger the inbound in the front court, near side.
No time to dawdle, though. 11 seconds does not allow you a full play.
It comes into Charles, high left, working against Bazell. Puts down the right-handed dribble, 5 to play. Around a Haley Rhodes screen, works the right side. Kicks far corner to McBride, out to Secchi Aroli. Three-pointer in and out. Oh, it was about halfway down and spun out. And it was just before the clock went to zero. It would have counted had it fallen, but instead we're going to double overtime. 78-78, here at Johnson Arena. We'll be back with our second overtime after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Now at Hardee's, two hand-breaded chicken tender wraps are only $5. Mix and match your favorite flavors like buttermilk ranch, honey mustard, and spicy. Endless combinations start with two warm tortillas, each filled with 100% white meat, juicy on the inside, crispy on the outside, hand-breaded chicken tenders. Any two wraps, now just $5. Hardee's, goodness in the making. These items only. Price and participation may vary. Tax not included. Visit restaurant for details.
Are you having trouble with your Medicare benefit cards, such as utilities, grocery, and over-the-counter? The Porter Group Medicare Resource Center is here to help you with those issues. Call us at 606-780-1387, and we will be glad to help you with your plan perks, diabetic supplies, prepaid cards, and more. That's 606-780-1387. Find us online at PorterGroupInsurance.com.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Moorhead is the official hair salon of Moorhead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-H-O-T-T. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hotheads Salon in Moorhead. Like them on Facebook.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Sooner I go to bed, sooner it'll be morning. Sooner I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Well, as the immortal Ernie Banks famously said, let's play two. In this case, two overtimes. Here at Johnson Arena, Moorhead State and Eastern Illinois in the women's half of today's women's men's OVC doubleheader. We are tied at 78. Heading to our second overtime, Tom Lewis and Wes Holland calling the action for you here on the ESN. Moorhead State men will take on the Panthers of EIU about 30 minutes after the conclusion of this one, assuming this one ever ends.
Yeah, and Securelli has been such a great influence on this team and has done everything right. How big would that shot have been for her? I'm just going to say that on a personal level. Yeah. My gosh.
Eagles win the tip to begin overtime number two. Veronica Charles with the left-handed dribble as she floats down the wing to the right, left, now back to the right, back to the left again. She'll drive up off the glass. No good. Mydell goes up for the rebound. Ahead to Monahan. Panthers in a hurry, but Moorhead State gets back on defense. Monahan out to Bazell, across to Mydell. On the right point, drives around Rhodes, pull-up jumper in the lane, rims in and out, about three-quarters of the way down, and then back up out of the cylinder. Hall the rebound for the Eagles.
Good help on the block out with McGlone there after Hall shifted to stop the drive.
Charles with the dribble. Comes around the top of the key. Bounce pass to Haley Rhodes. Goes up over Mydell. Misses the shot, but Mydell called for the personal, and Haley Rhodes will get a couple of foul shots.
Boy, this is hard. I mean, they're playing 4-on-5 on offense right now. Michaela Hall is standing outside. Nobody's even within 10 feet of her.
Mydell's fourth personal. Joins Terrace Thornton with four. And Haley Rhodes at the free throw line. 2 of 2 from there today. Make it 3 of 3 and give MSU the 1-point lead with 4:06 to go in double overtime.
Okay, can we go home now? There it was. There it was right there. We're good.
Freshman from Keller, Texas hits both freebies. Gives MSU the 2-point edge. Securelli extends the man-to-man defense full court against Bazell, but Bazell gets it across the timeline. Deflected away by Barnes and then off of Monahan out of bounds. Coach Matt Beaulant pleading that it was last touched by Moorhead State, but that will be to no avail. The Eagles will keep the basketball, it appears.
But I think he knows it because that was a very light pleading on his part right there.
Actually, we have two of our officials, Bobby Ray and Jamie Cavalier heading toward the video monitor. They may want to take another look.
Looks like they're going to.
They are going to check it out, it appears. The teams to their benches. 80-78, Morehead State leading Eastern Illinois. We've played just over a minute in double overtime here at Johnson Arena. Whitaker Bank by the numbers. EIU shooting 48% on the day, 42% accuracy for Morehead State. Both teams shooting respectably from three-point range, 36% and 38%. And rebounding, Morehead State with a two-point disadvantage in that category. Eagles do have the basketball.
On that replay, you can clearly see that Barnes smacks it off of the EIU player.
So Charles standing dribble on the left wing, working against Thornton. Jumper from about 18, might have been partially blocked. McGlone tried to come up with the rebound, but Morehead State forces her to step on the baseline, and Eagles will keep it. So MSU will have 12 seconds to get a shot off here as that Charles shot did not hit iron. Far corner, Novick, three-point try, air ball, but Michaela Hall with the rebound and the putback.
Big rebound there by Hall. My goodness.
Four-point Morehead State lead. 3:20 to play in double overtime. Thornton to McGlone, low block extended, back to Thornton, can't get it to go, but a foul coming on Melissa Secchiaroli defending.
Yeah, that calls consistent. On most nights, is that a foul? Probably not, but that's been consistent with what they called tonight. And Bell knows better.
The give and go puts Terrace Thornton at the line, where she's 4 of 5 today, has 10 points. First free throw up, it's no good.
And how big is that offensive rebound and putback for Hall?
Oh, my goodness.
In this situation, my gosh.
Hall with 5 points on the day after that make. And that was the biggest bucket probably of her MSU career. Thornton misses the second, but we've got a whistle and a lane violation on the Eagles.
I think that was on Hall. Yep. She walked away from the line right before the free throw. I don't know what she was doing.
So Thornton, three chances for two. She hasn't made one yet, but she does make this one.
Ouch.
Cuts the Eagle lead back to three. Eagle basketball as Novick crosses the timeline and floats to the right. Across to Hall on the left point. She'll give it up to Charles. Charles holds the basketball, working against Thornton. Comes around a screen, gives it up to Hall. Now to Novick. Curls in to the lane, kicks it out to Charles. Fakes the three, drives. Floater in the lane, no good, but she goes to the floor because she's fouled and will get free throws.
Ooh, I thought she might take that three. She had a window on that one.
Yeah.
She thought about it, too.
Terrace Thornton just fouled out. And she will go to the bench with 11 points and 8 rebounds on the day. And is replaced by DeRoche, who has played very little in the second half and in overtime.
And most importantly, from Thornton's standpoint, a heck of a defender. She is a very good defender, especially on the help.
Charles pushes the Morehead State lead back to four with the first of two free throws. V now with 22 points on the day, along with 11 rebounds. Hits the second free throw. She's 8 of 9 from the stripe. And gives MSU a 5-point edge. Full court pressure. Inbounds comes to Bazell. 2:50 to play in double overtime. Secchiaroli riding Bazell's hip as she gets across midcourt and gives it up to Monahan, high left. Barnes guarding her closely. Barnes has had a heck of a day defensively. Now Bazell with the basketball. Lofts it inside off of the fingertips of Michaela Hall, out of bounds.
Oh, and Michaela knows she did not need to grab that one. You made a good point that it doesn't come through on the radio, but Barnes has been an amazing defensive player today.
Monahan will float the inbound out to McGlone on the right point, 6 to shoot. Not sure that they're aware. Monahan will launch a long three, and she cans it. Wow. That was a clutch shot by Maya Monahan, who just picked up her 18th point and cut the Morehead State lead back to two with 2:15 to play in overtime number two. Charles, picked up by Mydell, crosses over against her, kicks it to Haley Rhodes into the lane, and she's called for a travel. Good call.
Yep.
Tried an up-and-under move and took too many steps.
Whew, tough spot for a turnover, especially after seeing that three go down by Monahan.
NMSU will extend the defensive pressure. Bazell working against Sekia Rowling. Comes around a McGlone screen to get across midcourt. Hands it off to Monahan, high right. 1:51 to play in the second overtime. Monahan working against Barnes. Gives it up to Mydell at the apex of the arc. Floats it down to McGlone. Low block. Turnaround jumper. Too short. Mydell, the offensive putback.
Uh-oh.
It won't fall, but she's fouled.
That's five.
Is that on Haley Rhodes?
I think it's on V.
Yes, it is Veronica, and her day will end. Boy, that's a big loss for Morehead State. 23 points on the day, 11 rebounds, 8 assists. Veronica was only 7 of 22 from the field today, but hit a couple of huge, huge buckets at clutch times.
And where that's really going to hurt Tom is on the defensive
yeah.
end. I mean, she is in everybody's pocket at all times.
Mydell gets the first free throw to go, and it's a one-point Morehead State lead with one more freebie to come.
So we've got to see how they will adjust.
Second one is also good. Tie game, 1:41 to play in double OT. Full court pressure. Haley Rhodes working against Bazell, passes it across the timeline to Barnes. Penetrates, scoops it up, can't get it to go. And the rebound pulled down by Mydell. Tie game, 1:25 to play. Monahan dribbles across midcourt. Settles it down high right. Now floats back between the rings. Running good. Some clock.
Good job stopping the early break.
Yep. Bounce pass to Mydell on the left point. Out to Monahan. Another three-pointer. Got it. And the Panthers take the three-point lead in double overtime. 1:02 to play. Novick. With the basketball, crossover dribble, kicks it to Soderlund, three-pointer, rims in and out and back in. Tie game. And a timeout call. Morehead State will call its only timeout here in double overtime. Oh, my word. Matilda Soderlund, whoa, Tilly.
My goodness.
3 of 6 on the day, 3 of 6 from three-point range. None bigger than that one to tie it back up in double overtime.
Well, and it went in. That was a terrible shot. Hand in her face, bodies flying at her. What? It's incredible that she sunk that.
Yeah.
It is absolutely incredible that she just sunk that shot.
It was down, came completely back out of the cylinder, and then dropped back through. I'm going to catch my breath.
That works. We are seeing an incredible, incredible dogfight here today. Like, these teams are back and forth. They're adjusting to each other. I mean, you are seeing a really well-executed game. This is not just two teams that have had struggles today that just happened to be in double overtime. They're both playing really well.
Long pass ahead to Monahan. Got behind the defense, but in transition. Katie Novick out of nowhere blocks the ball out of bounds.
Holy Novick.
Oh, my gosh. Monahan into McGlone in the lane. Spins around. Hall. Offensive foul. McGlone ran into Skylar Barnes, who had beautiful position down low. McGlone with her fourth personal foul. And Morehead State with a huge defensive stop, not just once, but twice.
And Skylar Barnes proving that the box score does not tell the whole story. That was as big of a play as you get with her getting right in position in front of McGlone.
So we are tied 48-48, or 87-87 with 48 seconds to go. Inbounds comes to Novick working against Bazell. Tries to split a double team and does so. Falls to the floor. Ball loose. Finally picked up by Maya Monahan, who has the wherewithal to call a timeout. EIU had two to work with, and they'll take one of them here to maintain possession after that turnover.
A lot of contact on Novick there when she split that double team. With the way the game's been called, that would have, I would have expected a foul on that.
Yeah.
But wow. And here we go again. We're now back to the Eagles having to lock down on defense.
Yep.
Right? This is where they can and should be able to win games.
Yeah.
Is right here. Now, this high screen has been giving them a really hard go. Those last two threes by Monahan have been off of that screen, and they're refusing to switch off of McGlone, which gives her that open shot about 3 feet behind the three-point line. You got to give something.
Just
an okay shot.
Just a little illustration of how hard fought this game has been. Michaela Hall went to the scorer's table to check in, water bottle still in hand. So the Eagles will take the court defensively with King, Hall, Soderlund, Barnes, and Haley Rhodes on the floor. It will be Monahan, Mydell, McGlone, DeRoche, and Bazell for the Panthers. 37.9 ticks to play in double overtime tie game. DeRoche gives it to Monahan out top, working against King. Gets cut off down low by Haley Rhodes and backs it back out high right to DeRoche. Back to Monahan near the right hash. Comes around a McGlone screen, kicks far corner. Mydell, the open three, oversells everything. Barnes the rebound, quickly the other way, three on two to Soderlund. Left side, 11 seconds to play, and Morehead State will take its last timeout.
Oh, boy, I lost track. I didn't think she had one.
I didn't think they did either, but one was left showing
okay. On
the stats. So
I was almost worried about the Weber situation. We were thinking the same thing. I was like, oh, no, no.
Oh, my gosh, what a game. 11.5 seconds left in double overtime. And we are still tied at 87.
And now, we're right back where we started. Again, you're going to get the inbound. You're going to get on the sideline. There is no V. Charles now. So you know that's not an option. And last time we had talked about it'd be great to get something going towards the rim. They ended up with a three from Seki Aroli. Man, I want to force that issue because McGlone's got four. Yeah, I mean, she's either going to shy away from the foul or she's going to take it and go out.
Studio engineer Ian Corbin, I'll let you know. I'll try to watch my volume depending on how this thing wraps up. Blessing King will trigger the inbound near sideline with 11 and a half to play into Novick. Eight to play. Novick passes to Haley Rhodes, high right, drives into the lane, left-handed scoop. Swatted out of bounds by Macy McGlone. McGlone has been a force on both ends in this game.
And not scared to go up there for that block. I mean, that was an impressive play.
2.3 ticks remain. Inbounds comes out to Barnes. She'll launch from three off the front of the rim. No, let's play three overtime.
Why not?
Oh, my word. That was Macy McGlone's sixth blocked shot, by the way, to go with 15 rebounds and 29 points for the potential OVC Player of the Year. But Morehead State hanging right with the EIU Panthers, 87-87. Third overtime coming up here on the Eagle Sports Network.
When it comes to building, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead is the place to start. We can help in every phase of your project from the ground up. Big Four has the lumber, trusses, and the metal or shingles you'll need too. In other words, bring those plans to us and we'll make that plan happen. From the kitchen cabinets to windows and doors, it's Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead, helping Rowan and surrounding counties to build their dreams for over 45 years. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Morehead. Ace is the helpful place.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Morehead and Rowland County, Kentucky. go to visitmoorhead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead, or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan, simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
We are getting ready for triple overtime here at Johnson Arena. Moorhead State's women and Eastern Illinois all knotted at 87 each. Tom Lewis and Wes Holland. Wes, you having fun yet?
I'm having a blast with this. I was just telling Tom, I haven't looked at the box score, the stats, or anything for a while now. I'm just enjoying this game. Oh, my goodness.
Macy McGlone and Michaela Hall in the center circle to jump it up. Fourth jump of this game, and it's EIU with the basketball to begin triple overtime. Maya Monahan gives it up to Mydell with the left elbow. Floats it back to Monahan, nearly lost it out of bounds. Got it back, kicks it out to Bazell. 26-footer straight away, and she cans it. Ellie Bazell now 3 of 4 from three-point range today, and EIU up 90-87. Haley Rhodes will try a three. Off the back of the iron, no. Rebound deflected out of bounds off of Michaela Hall.
I mean, that is three dagger threes by EIU in the last two overtime periods here.
Bazell was standing in the Eagle logo to give you an idea of how far away she was when she released that ball. Bazell ahead to McGlone on the right wing. Hands it there to Monahan. Picked up by Barnes defensively. Back to McGlone, back to Monahan. She'll drive off the right angle, scoops it up off the glass and through, and it's now a five-point Panther lead early in the triple overtime. Novick, far side, gives it to Soderlund near the corner, dribbles back out and hands it off to Rhodes on the right wing. Stops free throw line, pops from there off the front of the iron, no. McGlone went up for the rebound, had it tacked away, but Mydell will come up with the loose basketball. Mydell now in the front court, scoops it to Monahan, standing in the Eagle logo. Bounce pass to Mydell on the right wing outside the arc, gives it up to Bazell straight away, tries to float it inside to McGlone, does so, can't get the shot to go, but Michaela Hall just picked up the foul. That's her third, and it will put McGlone back at the free throw line.
And again, if you're going to front, once that ball goes over the top, you're just in an unwinnable position. Most of the time, just bear it off, just let him take the shot.
Macy McGlone with two free throws. She's got 29 points today. Make it 30.
Boy, how quickly the tide turned on this one.
Really? A
couple of empty possessions on one end, a couple of good ones on the other.
Second free throw rattles home as well. It is 94-87 EIU. The Panthers have started this triple overtime with a 7-0 run.
And the Eagles all season have been a fairly offensively limited team. And when you take Charles out of there, it does make it really tough.
Seki Aroli left side, tried to penetrate, instead kicks out straight away to Haley Rhodes at the apex of the arc. Gets a screen from Hall, takes it into the lane, goes up and under against McGlone, scoops it home. McGlone playing with four fouls, has to be a little bit careful defensively.
Yeah, so we talked about that. You got to go right at McGlone on every possession.
Eagles cut the Panther lead back to five, but EIU basketball. Pass down low for Bazell, off of her fingertips out of bounds, and EIU turns it over for the 23rd time today. Morehead State will bring Blessing King back off the bench to replace Hall. King, the sixth best offensive rebounder in the nation, in there now for a potential offensive rebound opportunity. Novick to Haley Rhodes at the left elbow. Jab step, crossover dribble against DeRoche, puts it up, can't get it to go, but DeRoche called for the foul, and Haley Rhodes back to the free throw line.
And almost got her a three-point opportunity there. That was
about
almost an and one.
DeRoche with her fourth personal foul. Mydell and McGlone also with four.
And we're seeing very active substitutions by the Eagles bench. A lot of offense, defense, a lot of foul management. I mean, this is an intense stretch of coaching for the Eagles.
Haley Rhodes, first free throw, bottom of the net. 20 points now for Haley. 5 of 5 from the stripe today. Second free throw up, also right on the mark. 94-91, EIU leads and has the ball. Full court pressure by Barnes against Monahan. She passes ahead to McGlone in the front court, and then McGlone hands it right back to Monahan.
Cannot leave McGlone. We're seeing confusion on the switches there.
Mydell.
Yep.
A three-pointer straight away. Wasn't sure if her foot was on the line. Didn't see a signal initially, but give her three, and it's a six-point lead now for EIU. 97-91. Haley Rhodes on the low block, lost the handle out of bounds. 18th Eagle turnover, and EIU up by six with the basketball here in triple overtime, 2:16 to play.
I'd imagine we see them playing the clock game now. They should be holding for late shot clock opportunities.
McGlone will actually bring it into the front court with the dribble. Gives it up to Monahan near midcourt. Floats it to McGlone at the top of the arc, back to Monahan. On a switch, she's got Michaela Hall, misses the layup. Blessing King, the rebound to Barnes. Here come the Eagles with numbers. Barnes bounced past to Rhodes, hesitates, puts it up and through, and she's fouled. Just when it looks like EIU might be about ready to put this one on ice, Morehead State says, no, 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 it's not over.
And I do. I question the mid-shot clock attempt that EIU had on that last possession. There were less than 2 minutes left at that point, playing a team that is really struggling to put the ball in the basket.
Rhodes with the free throw. It's back to a one-score game, 97-94 with 1:49 to play in triple overtime. Rhodes now with 23 points. Make it 24 points. Monahan with the basketball right in front of her coach, Matt Beaulant, far side. Pounds the dribble between the rings. Gives it up to Mydell on the right wing. Eight to shoot. And a whistle away from the ball. Bazell goes to the floor, and they're going to call Melissa Secchiaroli for a personal foul.
I did not see that one.
Nope, I saw Bazell fall.
Yeah, Mel is holding her face like she was contacted there, but I did not see what happened.
That'll be the third on Melissa Secchiaroli. And that will put Ellie Bazell at the free throw line. Bazell with 12 points today, 1 of 2 from the stripe. Lefty puts the first one up, rolls and goes. 98-94 EIU. One more free throw to come. It's up, it's good. So the sophomore from Rogers, Minnesota, increases the EIU lead to 5. Morehead State ball, 1:20 to play in triple overtime. Barnes, right wing, one bounce, gives it up to Secchiaroli. She'll fire from the right corner and hits the triple. Secchiaroli now 2 of 3 from deep today and cuts it back to a two-point game, 1:05 to play in triple overtime. Monahan to Mydell on the right wing, guarded by Barnes, gets it to Bazell. Top of the key to Monahan around a high screen. Out to DeRoche, pick and pop, shot no good. Barnes the rebound for Morehead State, throws over the top to Secchiaroli, tie ball game.
heart and soul.
Timeout. Eastern Illinois, 43.7 seconds to go in triple overtime. EIU started this third third overtime frame with a 7-0 run, but Morehead State, as they've done all day, has come back chipping and chipping and chipping away, and we are back to all square.
Are you ready for dinner? Because apparently we started at 1, but yeah, you and I might have to have a late dinner time.
Oh, my gosh.
My goodness. I'm not going to act like I thought this was still a game. Once they got that 6-point lead with 2 minutes left.
Yeah.
And again, it goes back to, man, you got to bleed that clock. If the Eagles are not going to foul, boy, you got to take some time off the clock. Yep. And they did not.
And I know with 99 points on the board, you don't think defense has been big, but the Eagles have had some big defensive stops today. Let's see if they've got one more in them here as Monahan dribbles across midcourt. Barnes on her hip, floats to the right wing, comes around a McGlone screen, gives it up to Bazell, guarded by Secchiaroli, back to Monahan, floats it to McGlone on the low block. Around and over King, missed the shot. Rebound tap to Barnes. Here she comes the other way in a hurry. And out of control, called for an offensive foul, and that's a good call. Barnes and the EIU defender both still on the floor.
But I'd love to have seen a timeout right there, Tom.
Yep. Barnes, she's played so well today, but out of control on that drive. And
you could have set the – if you'd have called a timeout right there, because the break is not doing you as much good as being able to inbounds it from the sideline, bleed the clock down, and make sure you got the last shot, right?
Yep.
Even if you hit that shot, you didn't get the last shot. You left 20 seconds on
exactly.
the clock.
Exactly. You got your defensive stop that you needed. Yeah.
Had to take a timeout there.
Yeah. And if not the timeout, at least slow it up,
right.
Pull it back out.
At the very least, pull it, reset it.
Yeah.
Get the clock on your side.
The Eagles only have one timeout left, so I can understand maybe not wanting to take it at that point. But, that was forcing the action when it really should not have been forced. It was Ellie Bazell who drew that foul. It won't be a free throw situation because it was an offensive foul. But with this timeout, EIU, I think, will be able to inbounds it in the front court.
Yep. The clock is either going to be your friend or your enemy. It was your friend when you had that ball coming down court. Now it's your enemy because EIU, I won't say because you never know, but they certainly should be bleeding this clock down for the last chance, and you're going to be left with 1 or 2 seconds to get something off on the other end.
20.3 seconds to play. Again, we're in triple overtime, and it's 99-99, Morehead State and Eastern Illinois. The Eagles have hit their last four field goal attempts to come from behind yet again and make this a tie ball game, but it's Panther basketball with those final 20.3 ticks on the clock.
Hey, one thing I can say for sure, somebody's getting 100 points today. I don't know who. Somebody's getting 100 points today.
Both teams might, the way this has gone.
And I hope that nobody bet the under on this game, too.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm pretty sure the over was not 203.
Yeah, I don't think so. Mydell will trigger the inbound in front of the EIU bench, guarded by Rhodes. Got it into Monahan near the far corner. Back to Mydell, high left. 15 seconds to play in triple OT. Monahan with the basketball. And Coach Matt Beaulant wants a timeout with 9.8 seconds left in triple overtime in a tie game.
Well, that's very interesting. I am not sure what he saw or what he was thinking that caused that timeout right there.
That was their
because
last
we just
timeout.
Came out of a timeout,
And that's their last timeout. If they can't get this ball inbounds, they can't call timeout.
Right. I really don't. They just ran 10 seconds off the clock.
Yeah.
And Monahan dribbled it around the top. I mean, like, it was nothing. There was no action. You know, McGlone was hanging out there, but she wasn't seeing a screen.
I mean, I don't want to say it's deja vu, but we saw a very similar situation when these two teams played in Charleston, Illinois earlier this year. when Coach Matt Lalonde called back-to-back timeouts and ran out of timeouts as a result. Morehead State went on to win that game.
That's right. I remember y'all talking about that. And that was interesting. Yeah. I don't know that I've seen that before.
So Maya Monahan will trigger the inbound, standing next to her head coach across the way, guarded by Barnes. She had a chance to get it to DeRoche, almost let Jaden Rhodes get the steal, but DeRoche back to Monahan. Five to shoot, step back three by Monahan. Off the iron, no good. It ricochets into the near corner. 3/10 of a second on the clock, Morehead State basketball. Again, we are tied in triple overtime. 3/10 of a second to play.
And this one was a miracle. Being down six with 2 minutes.
Down seven at the beginning of triple OT. Yeah, yeah.
Let's say your opponent has the ball, you're down six, 2 minutes left. I mean, this was in the book.
Yeah.
Kudos. Great, great grit that we've seen by the Eagles for these last couple of minutes.
Eagles have hit their last four field goal tries. Panthers have missed their last four field goal tries.
This next one's going to be real tough. this next field goal attempt is going to be really hard.
Yeah, 3/10 of a second left. It's basically throw it down the length of the court.
With the timeout, they do get to move it.
Okay.
Oh, they put 0.6. That's what they've been reviewing.
An extra 3/10 of a second on the clock. So
for those of you that may not watch a ton of basketball, 0.6 is a legitimate amount of time for a catch and shoot. 0.3 would only have allowed for a tip-in. You could not have caught and shot the ball with 0.3 left. That's a big 0.3 seconds, believe it or not.
Okay, so the Eagles will inbound in the front court from the far hash. Novick to trigger. 6/10 of a second to go. And her first attempt to inbound is off of Ellie Bazell's hands, out of bounds at the Morehead State bench. And the shot clock, or the game clock, now down to 3/10. Of a second. So Novick will try again, but as Wes said, really the only realistic chance for a basket is to put it up close to the rim and hope somebody can tip it home. Comes into King, and no shot before the clock expires, and we are going to go to a fourth overtime here King, at Johnson Arena.
King said, No. I do not want that ball. Here it is, Katie. Have it back.
99-99 after three overtimes, and we've got more basketball to come.
We'll
take a break. I'm going to catch my breath, maybe try to sneak in a bathroom break. And we will have our fourth overtime coming up on the Eagle Sports Network.
Driving with a cracked windshield is dangerous. Don't risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll talk with a real person. Get same-day or next-day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Morehead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com. Spelled R-I-T-E-W-A-Y, autoglass.com. Have your glass installed the right way.
Our great-grandfather opened the first Hinton Mill store in 1918 to serve area farmers. We later opened our first feed mill, not only to serve our friends and neighbors, but also to more conveniently feed our own cattle. For four generations, our business has continued to grow and evolve to meet the needs of hardworking farm families. Though times have changed, our commitment to providing you with the highest quality products and knowledgeable customer service is as strong as ever. We invite you to see for yourself. Hinton Mills, serving farmers since 1918.
Go-To Solutions and Line X of Morehead is your one-stop shop for auto accessories and Line X spray-in bedliners. They can help you stop rust and corrosion on your vehicle with Value Guard rust proofing and undercoating that provides a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion caused by weather and winter road treatments. Go-To Solutions and Line X of Morehead is now offering new services performed by trained technicians, such as top brand wheels and tires, the latest technology for mounting tires without damaging your wheels, road force balancing equipment to eliminate vibrations, brakes, shocks and struts, custom exhaust and suspensions. Machining, fabrication, and engineering also provided. They're located at 25 Park Drive, Morehead, Kentucky, just off Interstate 64 at the Farmer Sharkey exit 133. You can call 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID. Go to Solutions in Linex and Moorhead, located just off I-64, exit 133 in the industrial park.
99-99, Moorhead State in Eastern Illinois. We are about set for overtime number four. Before we tip, let's pause 10 seconds for station ID here on the Eagle Sports Network.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Moorhead, the flagship station of Moorhead State University Athletics.
Moorhead State wins the opening tip in overtime number four. Skylar Barnes misses the layup try, and the rebound deflects out near the Moorhead State bench where Bazell comes up with it. Now it's Monahan with the basketball. Floating to the left hash, now to Bazell around the horn to Mydell, floats it to McGlone, low block extended. Out to DeRoche, back to McGlone at the right elbow. Jump shot from there, perfect. Macy McGlone with 33 points today, 12 of 17 shooting.
Good shot. I've been surprised they haven't run more offense through her in the overtime.
Paris McBride gets cut off, penetrating left angle out to Haley Rhodes. Three-pointer off the mark to the right. Skylar Barnes streaks in for the floor rebound. And we've got a whistle. And they may be looking at the shot clock. Not sure if the shot by Rhodes actually hit the rim. And Bobby Ray, our lead official, going to the video monitor.
That's a good observation by you. I mean, I do believe it did, but.
Shot clock currently showing 17 seconds. It was at 18. Now it's at 19. All right,
Come on, baby.
4:11 to play in overtime number four. Moorhead State ball down by two.
Another huge offensive rebound. Let's see if it leads to another field goal attempt, because that's what we really need.
Barnes inbounds to Paris McBride. She'll float down the left side of the arc. Working against Mydell, and we've got a whistle, and Mydell called for the personal foul reaching in. And that's her fifth. Emily Mydell will head to the bench, finishing her day with 5 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists. Played 43 minutes.
You know, if we get maybe 3 or 4 more strategic fouls here, we're going to be seeing the managers on the court.
Yeah. And McBride will go to the free throw line for Moorhead State. First one up. Got it.
Go ahead. Can we start a petition for a rule change? I mean, every overtime quarter should at least have a minimum of 2 or 3 fouls before you go to the line, right? Instead of carrying that over.
Yeah. McBride misses the second free throw, and McGlone goes up for her 18th rebound of the day. She'll give it off to Monahan. Back to McGlone right at midcourt. Monahan crosses the division line and takes it back from McGlone, guarded by Barnes. To DeRoche on the right wing. Now to Bazell, floats it down low to McGlone, got it over the defense, but she misses the shot. Went to the deck, no call, Secchiaroli the rebound to McBride, ahead to Haley Rhodes, drives, scoops, misses the layup, in and out. And the rebound by Ella Loon gets it to Monahan. She'll come across the timeline and float high right.
Right idea, wrong outcome by Rhodes there. Oh, goodness.
Looked like it was going to go, but it wouldn't.
Sure did.
Loon to Bazell. Guarded by McBride outside the arc. Straight away comes around a high McGlone screen and hands it off to DeRoche on the wing. To McGlone. Jab step, jumper from the top of the key, barely grazed the front of the net, out of bounds to Moorhead State.
Boy, you know, it coaches would always make you shoot free throws at the end of practice, right? So you got tired legs. You cannot simulate the amount of tired that these players are right now.
No.
This many overtimes, this intense of a game in every single closing, their legs are toast.
Novick and King back on the floor for Moorhead State. Inbounds pass will bounce all the way into the front court before McBride picks it up. Gives it to Haley Rhodes, now to Secchiaroli. Bounce pass to King at the top of the key to the curling Novick. She'll drive right side of the lane, scoops it. Might have been deflected off the side of the backboard, no good, and a tie-up on the rebound, and Moorhead State will not get the basketball. It will go to EIU. Skylar Barnes will check back in. Offensive, defensive substitutions for Coach Caleb Petrie as Novick will head to the bench.
I mean, I know every foul should be equal and called equally, but I think they just protected one on that one.
Full court pressure by Morehead State. Monahan working against Barnes. Crossover dribble to get across midcourt. The Eagles will sag off a bit defensively. Now to DeRoche. Left open for a three. She passes it up and gives it to McGlone. Back out to Monahan. 2:28 to play in fourth overtime. Bazell wide open three. Rims in and out. No. Offensive rebound, though, for Loon. She'll put it back up from about the free throw line, and it rattles home. Three-point EIU lead, 103-100. No, this is not NBA basketball. It's women's basketball in a fourth overtime. McBride drives, scoops, rolls off. Blessing King almost had the offensive board, but instead it deflects to Monahan.
Well, that is two layups that should have probably fallen that just didn't between Rhodes and McBride right there.
Monahan, her team with a three-point lead. Gets it to Bazell, and we've got
that's five.
A foul. And if that's on McGlone for an illegal screen, her day comes to an end. And what a huge, huge potential turn that could be.
Tom, let's hope it's early enough to matter.
1:46 left in the fourth overtime, and Macy McGlone fouls out. 33 points, 18 rebounds, 4 assists, and I believe it was 6 or 7 blocked shots on the day. But she will not be on the floor the rest of the way. She played 53 minutes in this one.
12 of 19 from the field.
Seki Rowley hands it back to Novick at the right hash. Crossover dribble against Monahan. Kicks it out to Haley Rhodes, around to Skylar Barnes. Passes up the three. Will rotate to the left or right elbow. Jumper from there, no good. Haley Rhodes, the strong offensive rebound. Took it out of Loon's hands and put it back up and through. Back to a one-point game. Monahan crosses midcourt. Guarded by Barnes. Gets around her. Takes it down the right side of the lane. High off the glass. No good. Rebound tap to the floor. Hauled in by Skylar Barnes as she goes to the floor. And they're calling it a tie-up in Morehead State basketball. So the Eagles will get it back with 1:09 left in the fourth overtime, down by one. Soderlund checks back in, replacing Blessing King.
And again, good bench management, offensive, defensive substitutions.
Eagles go very small with this offensive set. Novick will pick up the basketball in the front court to Barnes on the left wing, guarded by Loon. 1, 2, 3 bounces. 1 minute to play. Pass attempt for Soderlund, deflected out of bounds by EIU. Morehead State will have possession with 20 on the shot clock. 59.1 ticks to play in the fourth overtime. Seki Rowley to trigger. Into Novick. Novick right-handed dribble. Stops between the circles. Gives it to Haley Rhodes at the right elbow. She'll drive in. Spin move and a travel call. I don't know about that one.
I was watching her on that one because she has had some issues with that down there, and I did not see it.
That looked like a pretty clean one-step pivot to me.
That did.
Full court pressure by the Eagles. Loon inbounds to Monahan.
So if you get that 1.5.
EIU has a one-point lead and a basketball. Monahan across midcourt. Floats to the right side. Off to DeRoche on the wing. Right back to Monahan. 14 to shoot, 31 seconds to play in the fourth OT. Monahan dribbles to the top of the key, backs it back outside the arc. Gets around a screen, gives it up to DeRoche, fakes the three. Out to Bazell, has to get off a desperation three to beat the shot clock. Missed it, and then the rebound deflects off of Morehead State out of bounds. 16.9 seconds to go, and EIU will have the basketball with a one-point lead.
Oh, after such a great defensive possession, too. Just that long rebound off of a chuck of a shot there.
Morehead State. It looks like lead official Bobby Ray is going to go to the video monitor. I don't know if he's checking to see who that was out of bounds off of or if the shot hit the rim before the shot clock expired. Wes Holland, my partner, venturing down the way to look at the video monitor with our TV crew to see if he can get an idea of what's going on, but two officials now at the video monitor across the way checking something out. 103-102 is our score. We are in the fourth overtime of today's women's game with 16.9 seconds to go. Eastern Illinois, we think, with the possession and the one-point lead. Wes Holland coming back now after looking at the video monitor. What'd you see?
Now, this is dangerous because we've all done it. But, you know, watching the replay, you say one thing, officials say the other. I can tell you that should be an MSU ball.
Shot clock violation?
No, it should be out of bounds on EIU.
Okay.
Novick was within, a half centimeter hitting that ball right before it went out, so it would be easy to see why they would make that call. But she did not touch it.
All three officials will powwow and sort it out. I wasn't sure if that three-point desperation heave even caught rim.
Oh, you know, that's a good point, too. Oh, no. They...
And it's going to be EIU ball. Wow.
That's interesting because we all three of the rest of us that were looking at the replay from the media over here, all of us were certain they were going to overturn that. All right, so it is what it is. You play what you got, right?
Yep.
So if you do not get a turnover very, very quickly, you have got to foul to preserve as much clock as you can. Get a good shot off.
Triggers the inbounds, gets it into Monahan on the left wing, and she is fouled almost immediately by Blessing King. And that will be the fifth on King. She'll end her day with 8 points and 11 rebounds.
And she would have been coming out on the next possession anyway because, you know, they've got to do an offensive-defensive sub here. And sure, here comes Tilly.
Matilda Soderlund onto the floor. Maya Monahan, 23 points today. She's 6 of 6 from the stripe. 15 seconds to play in our fourth overtime. Monahan's first free throw dances off. No good. Still a one-point game.
Changes the math. Even if she hits this one, you've got the whole floor open to you. You're not trying to cram a three into an offensive set you don't want.
Second free throw ends a 2-minute, 1-second scoring drought. 104-102 EIU. Morehead State calls the timeout. They'll advance the ball into the front court to inbound with 15 seconds to play, down two.
So in honor of the Super Bowl, right? You got the opportunity to go for two or go for one. At the end of the game, the one ties it, the two wins it. What do you do, Tom? That's where we're at right now.
I'll tell you, Wes, I mean, I assume that the Eagles will milk this clock and play for the last shot, but it may just come down to best look.
whatever you can get.
Just
right?
Best available.
It'll be something that, especially without Charles out there, you don't have that person who can just go get it.
Yeah.
Right? I almost think you've got to design the play to start at about 10 seconds, right? You've got to pull it up to the top of the key and dribble for a minute.
All right. Looking at the personnel on the floor, this is a three-point heavy lineup for Morehead State. Soderlund, Secchiaroli, and Barnes all out there, along with Skylar Barnes and Haley Rhodes. Now, you could look for a three-pointer, or maybe Haley Rhodes can get loose down low. Barnes will trigger the inbound from the far side hash. Floats it into Novick between the circles. Back to Barnes. Her three-point try is blocked out of bounds by DeRoche. Looked like some contact, but no whistle for a foul, and Morehead State will have it with 10.5 seconds to play.
The officials are just swallowing the whistle, not trying to decide this game, aren't they?
It'll be a baseline inbound. Skylar Barnes will trigger. Floats it into Novick at the free throw line. Tried to split defenders. Goes to the floor. She's fouled. Not exactly who you want at the line, but with 8.4 seconds to play and you're down two, you'll take the chance to tie it.
And this would feel a lot different if you still had a timeout.
Yeah.
Right? Because even if she hits one of two, you're still down by one. You can immediately foul. timeout, advance the ball.
Yeah.
No, without being able to advance the ball, 8.4 seconds, take one off for the inbounds.
Novick. Oh, my gosh. The ball danced about 33 seconds on the rim and fell through. It felt like an eternity.
It's been like this all afternoon, Tom. Why would it be different?
Second one up. Bounces around. Won't go. Rebound Loon. And a whistle and a timeout immediately called by Coach Matt Bolant. 7.5 seconds remaining in the fourth overtime. EIU has the ball and a one-point lead, 104-103. Oh, my gosh.
MSU has no options. EIU, I mean, they just have to foul at this point. You know, if that ball gets inbounded, you got to foul.
Get a steal or you got to foul.
Right, off the inbound.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no traps. There's no hidden lanes.
No.
You just got to get that ball. Yeah, for EIU, I mean, it is a little more interesting because you're kind of choosing your shooter, right? You got to set up that play to where you get a wall. You get two or three people that they run through or run around or run by. To pick, probably Monahan at this point, or maybe Bazell, right? You're looking at Monahan or Bazell being those players you want to get that ball to.
Morehead State has to guard against the run out as well here.
That almost got him on the just a couple minutes ago, didn't it?
Well, actually, it won't be a run out. Excuse me, I forgot EIU was advancing the ball, so they'll be able to inbound in the front court. Bazell will trigger. Guarded by Novick. Gazelle ball in hand. Oh, my gosh.
What?
Ella Loon goes to the floor, and they're going to call Matilda Soderlund, I think, for a personal foul here. There was minimal contact there, and Coach Kayla Petrie can't believe it. That, I mean, you talk about swallowing the whistle on one end.
Right.
Oh.
And what are they talking about? You called it or you didn't. Right?
Yeah.
Hey, now, in fairness, you know they got to be worn out, too.
Yeah, they do.
Holy crap.
But
they did. The foul called
the foul on Soderlund. Matilda picks up her first.
What are they looking at?
No idea what they're looking at on the video monitor. My only guess is to see if they thought this was an intentional foul, but the fact that it was called a personal at all is still a bit mind-boggling in this situation. Plus, my only guess on the stoppage is, are they looking at this as a possible intentional? I mean, I can't even believe they called the personal, but
nobody on press row has any idea. We're all about astounded. No matter which color you're wearing, I don't think anybody has any idea what just happened.
The game clock showing 7.5 seconds to play. EIU leads 104-103 in our fourth overtime. And Ella Loon will head to the free throw line to try to add to this Panther advantage.
Maybe they were trying to figure out the clock.
Maybe. Loon is 0 of 2 from the stripe on the year. And she misses the first here.
You know, they really did help the Eagles out, though.
Yeah.
By doing that, because now Coach Petrie had a chance to put something in place. Yeah.
Second free throw is good. It's a 2-point
game.
Off of the inbounds to Haley Rhodes. She'll dribble ahead. 4 to play. Rhodes into the lane. Floats it up off the glass. No good. And she's called for an offensive foul.
Oh, that's interesting. Our official right here actually called it a foul, not a charge. Her hand went up.
So Haley Rhodes, after attempting that floater in the lane, ends her day with 5 fouls, 26 points, 2 rebounds in 53 minutes of action. 2 seconds remain. EIU ball up by 2. And they'll have to inbound and come 94 feet because they don't have a timeout left to advance the ball. DeRoche hands it into Bazella, stripped away by Morehead State, but they can't get a shot off. Oh, my goodness. Secchi Aroli laid it up and in. But after the game clock had expired, what a gut-wrenching loss for Morehead State today. Quadruple overtime. If there had been even a half second more on the clock, we would be going to a fifth overtime. But as it stands, it's Eastern Illinois surviving in quadruple overtime over Morehead State, 105-103. We'll take a break and come back with our postgame after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Can't make it to the store? Play the Kentucky Lottery online any time of the day or night, anywhere you are in Kentucky. Just download the Kentucky Lottery app or play at kylottery.com. You decide where and when you want to play. Play the Kentucky Lottery online anywhere, anytime. More games, more chances to win. Hey, anytime is playtime. The Kentucky Lottery, fueling more than $4.4 billion in scholarships and grants. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here, ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals, so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Great seats at a great price. Get them safer, simpler, and smarter with Ticket Smarter. A proud partner to the biggest names in live sports and events, including ESPN Events and iHeartRadio, Ticket Smarter has seats for over 125,000 live events and 48 million tickets for sale, all backed with the Ticket Smarter 100% ticket guarantee. Thinking about your next great live event? Think smarter. Think Ticket Smarter. Get your tickets your way guaranteed at TicketSmarter.com.
What a basketball game. What a heartbreak for Morehead State's women today as they fall in quadruple overtime to Eastern Illinois, 105-103. Joined now by Coach Kayla Petrie. And Kayla, what a heck of a ball game. Both teams playing their hearts out. You hate to see anybody have to lose, but oh my goodness, so close and yet missed it by that much.
I mean, we even scored right there at the end of the buzzer.
Half second more on the clock, and we're playing a fifth overtime.
Well, I don't know what you want me to say.
I don't know that there's anything you can say.
I thought we played really, really good. I think our start probably hurt us. If you want to rewind back to the very beginning, you know, I think we get down 10.
Yeah,
I think
10 at one point, yep.
So that's always tough. We had a chance to ice it there late with free throws and, you know, go one of two or, you know, turned it over one time at the end of it. But also, if you want to look at the positive side, made clutch shots sometimes to take it. I mean, there were so many buzzer-beaten plays, you know. I think it was just going to be a matter of who had the ball when the clock expired. But great game by Eastern. Again, it just goes back to that parity in the league, the balance in the league. How many of the overtimes did we play without V? Two.
Two.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we played an extra. That's an extra half.
Yeah. Yeah. Veronica played 45 minutes today. Haley Rhodes played 53 minutes today. I mean, that's almost unheard of. Haley with 26 points, Veronica with 23. And, you know, Katie Novick stepped up pretty big for you today, too, with 15 points. Just a tough, like you said. I mean, you don't know what to say because you don't see a game like this very often.
No.
But, you know,
kind of ran out of time. I know that's cheesy, but that's essentially what happened. I know the referees even looked
at it. But you got to give your team a lot of credit, too. And we've seen this not just today, but so many times today. Got down, you know, EIU started one of the overtimes on a 7-0 run. You didn't give up. They were up by six with 2 minutes to go in one of the overtimes. You still came back, tied it, extended the game. So many times today, they would go on a run and you'd have an answer. But, you know, just a half second more on the clock there at the end of the last overtime, and we're still playing.
Well, I guess if we're going to have to lose once to them, might as well be today instead of in the conference tournament.
True.
So usually stuff like that works out. So we'll just get back to work, and now we've got this fun little stretch we've got going.
yep.
and got a bounce back. So,
all right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Best of luck going down the stretch. Tough one today, but appreciate your time with us.
Thank you.
Again, 105-103, the final score. Eastern Illinois knocking off the women of Morehead State. Back with more after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So...